lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
North Korea vows more missile tests.
North Korea is dangerous, and it makes sense to deal with them directly.
Barry Bonds, personal trainer, says no to a grand jury.
He's willing to take it like a man and go into custody.
A birthday milestone.
He's the baby boomer in chief.
Getting older by the minute.
And good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A newscast on North Korean TV says the country is not done testing missiles. It's a clear rebuff of the international condemnation that's followed the 7 tests so far this week. CBS's Barry Peterson in Tokyo has the latest on diplomatic efforts to rein in North Korea.
What we're seeing now is an effort at diplomacy. An American envoy on the way to Asia. He'll meet with the Chinese, the Japanese, and South Koreans. But the reality is, there isn't much else America can do except talk and try and hope that China, North Korea's main ally, can perhaps move the North Koreans.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. We expect to hear more today from President Bush, who so far admits the communists of North Korea, as usual, are hard to understand.
We're still analyzing what the intentions were.
The White House spokesman Tony Snow had a guess about the dictator.
If it was the desire of Kim Jong-il to turn this into a two-party negotiation or standoff between the United States and North Korea, he blew it.
A matter of concern. Can that country make a missile that can reach our country, maybe with a nuclear warhead? Officials here say the answer as of now is no. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Sounds like the FBI needs a better firewall. CBS's Barry back now to his live this morning with the story of one man's cyber journey into what's supposed to be the super secret.
One hacker, easily obtainable programs, and a computer. That's all it reportedly took for Joseph Colon to crack a classified FBI system and gain access to the passwords of 38,000 employees, including the director. The Washington Post says Colon was a government consultant who did all this to get around red tape and help the FBI install a new computer system. It says millions of dollars have been spent ensuring no sensitive information was misused. Colon could face up to 18 months in prison. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Crude oil prices are down a bit today after hitting a record sparked by concerns over rising gasoline demand and Gulf Coast refining. Energy analyst John Kilduff says it looks like we're in for a summer where prices at the pump will keep inching up.
You're going to see that national average exceed $3 a gallon now for almost a certainty here for the majority of the country.
His pastor says Ken Lay told him just last week he was at peace with his future, even if that meant prison. Lay, who died yesterday at 64, was awaiting sentencing for his Enron fraud and conspiracy convictions. Dr. Robert Kurtzman is the coroner in Mesa County, Colorado.
Mr. Lay had severe coronary artery disease. There was evidence that he had had a heart attack in the past.
Since Lay died before he could appeal, his conviction could be wiped out. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says that could tangle restitution efforts and civil cases will have to shift focus.
The claim then follows the estate. So that people who were trying to get money from Ken Lay will have to try to get money from his estate.
While slugger Barry Bonds was going 1-for-4 last night in Colorado, his personal trainer was going back to prison. Greg Anderson, who already served 3 months for pleading guilty in the Balco steroid scandal, has refused to testify before the grand jury that's investigating Bonds for possible perjury.
He's certainly not going to cooperate with a grand jury that's leaking like a sieve. I mean, every single thing that's said in that grand jury has been published in at least 5 different forums.
Mark Garagos is Anderson's attorney. Well, there's still plenty of fizz in the Coke-Pepsi rivalry, but when someone sent Pepsi a letter offering up Coca-Cola trade secrets, Pepsi called Coke and the FBI. John Sisher of the Beverage Digest says what was being peddled really isn't so secret.
Anybody with some money and access to a high-tech chemistry lab could probably decipher the ingredients of Coca-Cola. What makes Coke valuable is the brand and the trademark.
But a Coke employee and two others now face charges. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. State lawmakers will be back at the Capitol today for a special session on illegal immigration. Governor Owens says Colorado can crack down by requiring all job seekers to present a driver's license or an ID card to get a job. A review of workers' compensation insurance claims show that thousands of people have had their Social Security numbers stolen and used by others to get jobs in Colorado. State Labor Chief Rick Rice says there were 2,200 cases where a single number was used six or more times. And today is the day that Jefferson County Sheriff Ted Mink says he will release about 1,000 pages of writings and other documents seized from the homes and cars of the Columbine gunmen. He won't, however, be releasing videotapes made by Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. First, taking a look this morning along I-70, we've got a bad crash westbound just west of Havana. In fact, the left and center lanes of the highway are currently tied up due to a multi-car crash involving one rolled car. In fact, it is still on its side this morning. So as you can imagine, the backups are growing very quickly. We're already jammed to I-225, and eastbounders along I-70 are experiencing slowing as well. As you make your way into town across southbound I-25, you will find some bunching right around 84th Avenue, extending back to about 104th this morning. South of here, though, you've still got a clear shot, though, heading through downtown as well as the Tech Center. Across I-225, southbounders are now just getting thick between Yosemite and I-25, and along our side streets, Mississippi remains shut down this morning at Tennyson after an earlier house fire. Today's forecast.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on. It's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief. without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
And we've got a lot of other stories to get into this morning as well here during the hour of no power. And it looks like it's going to be another beautiful day here in the state of Colorado. Only thing is there are some thunderstorms in the forecast, but those things usually happen later on in the afternoon. Right now the sunrise is just absolutely beautiful, the sun coming up now. And you look at this and you just realize how lucky you are to live here and what a great place this is. You know, there's a story this morning in the Rocky Mountain News, and I want to get your opinion about this. I want to get your take on it and what you think. An 18-year-old Marine whose friends say he feared going to Iraq was arrested Wednesday after a seven-hour standoff with police. PFC Joshua Christensen, who prior to the incident had been scheduled to return to his Marine unit Wednesday, was armed with an assault rifle and threatening suicide, police said. He was apprehended after SWAT team members detonated five flashbang grenades as a distraction and then knocked him down with two large rubber bullets. Friends said Christensen was afraid of where he would be deployed. He was scared and worried that he was going to Iraq, said Victoria Lizotte, 18, a high school friend. I thought maybe the Marines would charge him for the or change him for the better. Christensen's unit in Camp Pendleton, California, is scheduled to deploy soon, but it's unknown if it will go to Iraq, said First Lieutenant Esteban Vickers, a spokesman for the Marines. Vickers has said he didn't know when Christensen enlisted. We may never know what caused him to do this, said Loveland Police Sergeant Ray Bontz, referring to the standoff, which disrupted the normality of a quiet residential neighborhood. The incident started about 5 a.m. when Christensen walked out of his family house in the 3500 block of Granby Court, holding an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, police said. A neighbor immediately notified the police. About 35 officers, including SWAT team members from Fort Collins and the Loveland Police and the Larimer County Sheriff's Bomb Squad, surrounded Christensen, who kept moving around the front of the Northwest Loveland home. This is like something you see in CSI, a neighbor said. And Christensen, wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans, never aimed the gun at the police or the neighbors. Police evacuated seven nearby homes and asked other residents to stay put. Next-door neighbor Gail Steiner said he walked outside, got his newspaper about 6 a.m., and saw Christensen in the middle of the street holding the weapon. The Marines said hello and asked Steiner how it was going, and he was pretty calm, Steiner said. He really wasn't afraid. After Steiner went back into the house, he said the police knocked on his door and asked him to evacuate through the backyard. You know, my question is, what do you do to this kid? I mean, he didn't hurt anybody, thank God. He just didn't want to go to Iraq. During the standoff, negotiators talked to Christensen on a cell phone, but the Marine never said why he wanted to commit suicide. Christensen feigned sleep, but kept his hand on the trigger, according to police reports heard at the scene. Sometimes he sat down on the sidewalk in the middle of the street. At one point, police gave him three cigarettes in exchange for an agreement to remove a 30-round magazine from the rifle. Christensen placed the magazine on top of the mailbox, but later put it back in the rifle. Just before noon, the SWAT team members set off five diversionary grenades and fired rubber bullets at Christensen, hitting him once in the leg and once in the back. Police ordered Christensen to the ground. He complied and was arrested, the police say. And you always get these quotes in these stories. He was a good kid, said a family friend who declined to give his name. He wants some help, but he's seeking it in the wrong way. He's not willing to go back to the Marines, the man added, and he was recently promoted. Lizette, the high school friend, said Christensen liked to drink and go to parties. He was crazy, but not in a bad way, said Lizette, who has known Christensen for about 5 years. Lizette said she was disappointed to learn that Christensen had threatened to kill himself, but she said she's not giving up on her friend. He's still a good guy. Police said Christensen will be charged with failure to leave the premises or property upon request of a police officer, prohibited use of a firearm, and disorderly conduct. Well, what do you do with this kid? Do you send him back to Iraq or do you bounce him from the armed services? And to have that kind of desperation of not wanting to go to Iraq, to pull a crazy stunt like that. And I wonder what kind of sentence you would pass down on this kid, too. Would you give him jail time for what he did? Or would you order psychiatric treatment? What would be the alternatives to this situation? Four lines open at 303-713-7600. You know, what do you think here about what should happen to this guy who didn't want to go back to Iraq, who threatened to commit suicide, an 18-year-old Marine, and who held police in a seven-hour standoff? So what do? Do you throw him in jail? Do you return him to the Marine Corps for punishment? Do you bounce him out of the Marine Corps? You certainly don't send him back to Iraq. And do you send him to jail? I mean, will that make things any better? What do you do with this kid? 303-713-7600. Four lines open. And get off your half moons. Let's communicate.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
Or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Interest rates are still on the rise. Refinance and lock in now at LendingTree. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
6:21, 21 minutes after 6. High today, going to be 80, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And if I gave the impression that this kid had been in Iraq. I didn't mean to give that impression. He hadn't been, and he was scared about where he was going to be deployed. And a spokesperson at Camp Pendleton, California, said that they were scheduled, his unit was scheduled to deploy soon, but it was unknown whether it would go to Iraq or not. They just didn't know where it would go. And he held off police officers in Loveland, this 18-year-old Marine. He held them off for 7 hours in Loveland because he threatened suicide because he was scared he was going to have to go to Iraq, if indeed that's the real reason that he did all of this. My question to you is, what do you do with a kid like this? Do you give them straight jail time? Do you give this kid straight jail time for what he's done? Do you order a mandatory counseling? Should he be allowed to stay in the Marine Corps? A lot of questions about what to do with an 18-year-old who pulls a stunt like this, if indeed it was a stunt, or if it was a move for desperation, because he really thought that he was going to end up having to go to Iraq and didn't really want to go, and was scared to go, and felt like his back was against the wall, and he had no other choice. You know, not much more is known about the story than what is in the Rocky Mountain News. You know, a lot of family and friends saying he's a good kid. He just wants some help, but he was seeking about going about getting it the wrong way. He's not willing to go back into the Marines, and he was recently promoted. He was crazy, but not in a bad way. And a friend of his was disappointed to learn that that Christensen had threatened to kill himself, but that she's not giving up on her friend. He's still a good guy. Police say Christensen will be charged with failure to leave premises of the property upon request of a peace officer, prohibited from using a firearm, and disorderly conduct. Plus, what should happen to him about going to the Marines? And this brings in more, you know, of the question, too, about the whole subject of a stress that's on soldiers, both those that are going to be deployed or that may be deployed, and those that have been deployed. And what do you do with people who exhibit psychological problems? I mean, do you treat them like regular common criminals, or you know, how do you deal with them? How would you deal with this kid? What would you sit down with this kid and what would you say to this kid about this incident and about what this kid had done and the fact that he had held police at bay for 7 hours like this when if he had needed psychological help, I mean, he could have asked for it, and I'm sure somebody would have arranged for him to try to get some. 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. And just exactly what do you think the outcome and the fate of this kid ought to be? And what do you think that they ought to do with this kid and kids like him that pull these kind of stunts? Saw this morning in the Rocky Mountain News and thought, yeah, you know, I mean, here's an 18-year-old Marine whose friend said he feared going to Iraq. He was arrested yesterday after a seven-hour standoff with the police. And prior to the incident, he'd been scheduled to return to his Marine unit yesterday and was armed with an assault rifle and threatening suicide, according to the police. He was apprehended after the SWAT team members detonated those flashbang grenades as a distraction and then knocked him down with two large rubber bullets. And, you know, I've often wondered, too, about what would happen in this country if we had a draft. If we enacted a draft. And the reason I go there with that is because it seems to me that the powers that be are doing the best that they possibly can by doing things like attacking newspapers like the New York Times, having special sessions about immigration, doing these things across the nation to try to take your mind and my mind off of what's going on in Iraq. And what would happen? What do you think the consensus would be? What do you think would happen in this country if everybody's 18-year-old faced having to go? Do you think that things would change? I mean, obviously the majority of the country is against the war now, but what do you think that would do? Would that escalate to the vocalness of it? Would it change things if we ended up in that situation? And I often wonder about that too. About what would happen suddenly if every 18-year-old faced having to go. Those of us who remember having to go remember how critical it is. Sometimes I think that these issues don't critically hit home enough to people. And I was kind of talking about that yesterday, like the North Korean missile situation being out there. And yeah, we know they're doing it, but they're no immediate threat to the United States of America. So is it just the news media that's whipping this thing up and making it into a big deal? Or should we really be concerned? And we'll ask our guest coming up at 7 o'clock about that. But a couple of questions on the line here about this kid, about what you do with this kid, and about how to handle a kid like this, and whether the kid should serve time, or whether he should be required to get mandatory help, and whether the Marine Corps ought to discharge him for the incident. 303-713-7600, 627, 27 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here on the hour of absolutely no power. And we got Carl and Berthoud. Carl, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Carl.
I knew individuals who should have been reassigned as training people. We had a second lieutenant who was a training whiz bang. I mean, his men loved him. He was a fire eater. And in combat, he went battle fatigue the first shots he heard. He was lost. He should have been reassigned and kept in training commands, and he would have been very valuable. I want to give much thanks to the police department and to Sheriff Vanderden, because I think they handled that case exactly correctly with no real harm done to the young man. I think court marshals will conduct the examinations and take care of his career in the future, but it is a great loss because he could have been a great training individual.
Should they get rid of him?
Oh, the military?
Yeah.
Separate
him?
We don't have any control over what they do. They have.
No, I'm just asking your opinion. Should he be separated?
Probably.
No.
That's probably what will happen. He'll have a sentence to serve, and then he'll be separated and have a dishonorable discharge the rest of his life.
All right, Carl. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Bob in Golden. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
At 18, I graduated from Lakewood High School, and I volunteered draft for 2 years in the Army. I ended up in Germany, a tank mechanic. And where we were at, we would have lasted about 2 to 3 days because we were that close to the Russian border. And I volunteered. I was ready to go. If I'd have died in 2 or 3 days, I'd have died for our country, basically. We were fodder to try and slow the Russians down until troops could come in from behind us. And this kid here, being in the Marines will take care of all of that. You turn him over to them. If he needs the help, get the help. They'll probably give him some help and a medical discharge. But as far as the civilian side of it, they basically don't have anything to do with it. The Marines will come in and take him away, and that's the way it's going to be because that's the way it is.
Yeah, so in other words, what happened? The civilian charges, what, will be dropped?
Yeah, unless they, when they discharge him, they want to do something with him, which I doubt if they would. You know, nobody likes situations like he is in to be in, but you have to be a man and stand up. And I feel they should have the draft right now. And then people will be going in there that didn't want to go and will go. And that's the way it should be, I think. I think it's good for men to go in there.
Do you think it'll alter the country's feelings about the war in Iraq? I mean, they're even more negative than it is now by having a draft?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, because you know what? Right now, there's a lot of parents out there whose sons and daughters don't have to face this.
Right. That should be.
You know, and if they suddenly had to face it, I wonder how gung-ho a lot of them would be.
Well, I think they should be able to face it, and I think a lot of them would like to see the discipline and so on. I really do. You know, the Jewish military, everybody goes.
Yeah, and the Israeli military, right.
And so, yeah, the Israel, and it's good for them. They all come out men and women, you know. It's good for the...
I don't know. Some of us who would have to go would have problems. I got to guarantee you that. Have problems taking orders. Hey, Bob, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
All right. 631, four lines open at 303-713-7600. What do you do with this kid? That's number one. And number two, should we enact a draft in this country? Amelia, would you like to see a draft?
No, I wouldn't.
Why? Because you'd be scared you'd have to go?
Well, of course I wouldn't want to go because I wouldn't want to support the war, but I don't know. It's a tough question. I was actually talking to some friends about this just the other day and about their feelings about whether or not they'd want to go, and they really had no answers because, you know, being in my 20s, I've never seen anything like that. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, our kids in their 20s these days kind of disconnected from the war?
I think so, because we've never really seen it firsthand, because I feel so far removed from this current war that we're in. And I think, you know, that has to do with a lot of issues, like the way that the media presents it and, you know, what we see over here. So,
I mean, it's not hanging over your head that you may have to go any minute.
No, not at all.
And that if we're hanging over your head, you might have a different opinion.
Yeah, definitely. Or, you know, I think that if some of the current government officials just encourage people to think about that and maybe pose some questions about that to the younger generation, because guarantee all of my friends, it is the very, very last thing on their mind right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, 6:33, 27 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart. Amelia.
Thank you, Jay. Well, taking a look at westbound I-70, we had a bad start this morning, a rollover crash involving two other cars as well. Still blocking up the left and center lanes of westbound I-70 just west of Havana. In fact, we're jamming all the way back to I-225, Pena Boulevard, in fact. And as you make your way across that northbound I-225 transition to westbound I-70, that ramp is blocked up completely solid this morning. Now, as you make your way eastbound, You will find jamming beginning at I-270, so both directions of this highway are just in a nightmare of a drive. The rest of the drive is pretty much standard. Southbound 25 is jamming from 104th to 84th Avenue, also between Park Avenue and Spear. And as you make your drive across Commerce City, watch for eastbound slowing between I-76 and Vasquez. Today's forecast calls for highs around 82 degrees. And
right now at Freeway Ford, buy any used 06 Explorer Expedition on the lot, and you'll also get an 03 Focus. At Freeway Ford, we've got no choice. Too many vehicles, not enough room. We're doing whatever it takes to survive T-Rex. So right now, buy an 06 Explorer Expedition today, and you'll also get an 03 Focus. You buy one, but you get two. This simple. Buy an 06 Explorer Expedition, and you also get an 03 Focus. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, or cheaperfords.com.
The James Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomes James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Fox, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden, The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
Bubbly blonde. No. Strawberry blonde firecracker. Am I a firecracker?
Having trouble creating a profile online that is going to attract the attention of your soulmate? How about doing it a different way? How about falling in love from the inside out? At eHarmony.com, you don't have to come up with witty one-liners that distill your life into a paragraph.
Blondish, bubbly, sophisticated strawberry seeks. What am I seeking?
At eHarmony.com, our scientific compatibility profile does the work for you by matching you based on 29 inside dimensions of compatibility proven to be crucial for a great relationship. And right now, first-time members can try eHarmony for 7 days absolutely risk-free. What have you got to lose? The truth is, there's so much to gain. Log on today and see for yourself. eHarmony.com.
Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour, high today 80. Jay Marvin here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about this Army, this Marine, who's 18 years old, who held a police officer for 7 hours in a standoff because he said he was scared to go to Iraq. He didn't want to be deployed to Iraq. Now, there's another story out there that the U.S. Army has filed 3 charges on Wednesday against an officer who refused to fight in Iraq due to objections over the legality of the war. First Lieutenant Aaron Watada, whose supporters say is the first commissioned U.S. officer to publicly refuse to serve in Iraq and face a military court, remained at Fort Lewis Base in Washington State, where his unit shipped out to Iraq on June the 22nd. Watada called the war and the U.S. occupation of Iraq illegal and said participation would make him a party to war crimes. In a statement, the Army said it had charged Watada, 28, with missing movement, contempt towards officials, and conduct unbecoming of an officer. Officers are held in the higher moral and legal standard. Acts contrary to this standard may be tried by a court-martial, said the Army statement. If found guilty of all charges, Watada could face several years in confinement, dishonorable discharge, and forfeiture of pay, according to the Army. The missing movement charge carries the heaviest punishment of confinement of up to 2 years. Watata's lawyer says he expects the missing movement charge. He expected the missing movement charge, but was somewhat surprised by the decision to charge the officer with contempt towards officials and conduct unbecoming an officer because it raises free speech issues. What do you do about this guy? And do you think that he's a hero or a goat for what he plans to do? The whole idea of, you know, of bringing back a draft and the idea that there may be people out there who would say, you know, I don't want to go because I don't believe in what's going on. And for years and years and years, those of us who didn't go in the draft carried around the label of draft dodger. Of course, when it comes to people like Dick Cheney and others in the administration who never went, they don't seem to carry that same label around. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Debbie in Longmont. Debbie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My father, he was in the military for 30 years. Honorably discharged. He believed that the military either made you or broke you, you know, and I also believe that. I believe that the man, I heard your whole story, the man that tried to, or threatened suicide.
Yeah, the 18-year-old kid.
I believe that the military probably will give him a dishonorable discharge, and they probably will give him help, like psychiatric help and that. You know, however, I think the right thing to do would be to give him the help by psychiatrists and then reassign him to something he's more able to do.
Rather than just let him out altogether?
Right. And as far as your other gentleman you just spoke about, I believe that he should be honored for refusing to, you know, that's his beliefs, and he should be respected for his beliefs, whether he wants to be, you know, he doesn't want to go to Iraq. I don't think he ought to go to Iraq. I think he ought to be reassigned. It probably won't happen that way. He'll probably, too, get charges from the military. But, you know, and I also believe in the draft because, you know, just like in the past, people can become draft dodgers, you know. They can choose not to go, you know.
I didn't go.
Yeah.
I chose not to go.
Mm-hmm. I believe you have that right. You have a right to choose to go or not go. But I believe that saying we have a draft helps get more people in the military, which supports our military better.
Does that make you weak of character, though, if as they charge that if you decide not to go? In other words, this officer who's claiming that he's not going, does that make him weak of character?
No, I don't believe that. I believe every individual in the whole wide world has their own gifts. Some can do it better than others.
And what about
maybe you can do something differently better than that person can do.
What about kids that get have recruiters on top of them when they're like 17, 18 years of age? Can they make correct decisions like you would make when you're 21, 22, 25?
I believe some of them can. Some of them are more advanced than others, and I believe some can't. And I believe, just like my dad said, it either makes you or it breaks you.
All right. Hey, thank you, Debbie. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Have a good morning. Let's go to Lonnie in Denver. Lonnie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Can you hear me?
I sure can, Lonnie.
Okay, great. I was just telling the guy that answers the phone there, I've got a 17-year-old son, and we're getting absolutely barraged by people trying to recruit him to the point where my wife has just stopped answering the phone, or if she does answer, she tells him that he's not interested in it. But it's very hard to send a kid into something that you don't believe in as a war. And, these guys, this is the way I see it, this is the beginning of the end. When these guys in the military start rebelling on their own without us making them rebel, that means that they're losing morale amongst their ranks. And my personal feeling is if George Bush, Cheney, and that whole regime want that oil over there, let them hire mercenaries. That's what mercenaries do. They fight wars that people don't believe in.
Well, you say you don't want your son to go, and your wife doesn't want your son to go. Have you talked to your son about the whole question of going to Iraq?
Jay, he's got the Rolling Stone magazine laying on his bed. He read the article. He was totally flabbergasted about what our government is doing.
Oh, the current article about the hell in Iraq. Yeah,
absolutely. He brought it to my wife and I, and we read it. And I, you know, this is he's just now becoming politically aware. And a lot of these kids are because they, you know, they have had the good life. I don't blame them for that. You know, I was in the Vietnam era, and they came into my neighborhood, and I tell you, almost every one of us in my neighborhood went. We were targeted. We were a targeted area because we were a lower income, and we were definitely targeted to the point where they finally called a halt to it and said, you cannot take any more people from this neighborhood. You've taken almost every young man. We came from a polytechnic high school, so we were not the big hot high school in town.
Right.
Where all the kids were supposed to go to college and probably, you know, and I grew up in Texas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not talking about a strange place, and it really killed us, you know? I saw so many of my friends not come back, and the ones that came back, a lot of them came back in wheelchairs. For some reason, I was passed over, and I had a very low number. I couldn't figure it out because a friend of mine got called, and he had actually a higher number than me. And I just was sitting there, you know, waiting to go. We all at that time, you just waited to go. You knew you were going to go if your number was low.
Yeah, I went through that. My number was low. I was drafted. You know, I beat the draft, but I was drafted, and I went through the whole induction center situation. So I remember the whole thing, the bus ride. And then, and the whole mess. Lonnie, thank you. I appreciate the call, man. Glad you're out there.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, take care. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. We're kind of exploring like a whole bunch of things here about soldiers that don't want to go, about an officer who refuses to go and has had charges filed against him, about an 18-year-old who held police at a 7-hour bay with a semi-automatic rifle. Because he said he was scared that he was going to be deployed to Iraq, and the idea of a draft and what that would do to the kids in this country, and maybe they're far too removed from what's going on because there is no draft. 303-713-7600. I personally would not like to see a draft return, but I know there are those of you out there who would like to see it, happen, and there have been. Charles Rangel is one who is a progressive Democrat. Who introduced a bill along with some other Democrats asking for the return of the draft. A couple of lines open at 303-713-76.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
So if you do plan on making your way out to the airport this morning, give yourself plenty of extra time to make it out to Peña Boulevard. And along southbound 25, your north end slowing begins at 104th Avenue, continuing down towards 84th, and yet again from Park Avenue down to Spear. Today's forecast, it's going to be a pretty pleasant day. Highs around 82 degrees and a chance for showers later on this afternoon. Currently, we're at 64 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
With Dodge, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyers.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's englehomescolorado.com.
See the best deals on 3 and 4 star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with 3 and 4 star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Okay, you're a distinguished professional. No. Distinguished looking man with a passion for life. No.
Having trouble creating a profile online that is going to attract the attention of your soulmate?
Handsome winner seeks to share his fortune.
At eHarmony.com, our scientific compatibility profile does the work for you. Log on today, and if you are a first-time member, you can try eHarmony for 7 days absolutely risk-free. eHarmony.com.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 80, partly sunny with thunderstorms. We're talking about kids and talking about going to Iraq. Started out with the 18-year-old who said he was scared to be deployed to Iraq, so he held police at a 7-hour standoff. This was in Loveland. Then you've got the Army officer refusing to fight in Iraq. This guy's First Lieutenant Aaron Watada, whose supporters say is the first commissioned U.S. officer to publicly refuse to serve in Iraq and face a military court, remained at a Fort Lewis base in Washington State where his unit was shipped out to Iraq on June the 22nd. And now here's another story. A local Marine in Akron, Ohio, whose service in Iraq earned him several medals for serving his country, but he's giving back one of the medals to the White House as a form of a protest. Sergeant Matthew B. is a decorated Akron Marine who spent 7 months in Haditha serving with the 3rd Battalion, 25th Marines Weapons Company, based in Brook Park. B. received 6 medals of combination, but one... One of them he will give back to George W. Bush, calling the medal political eye candy. The medal is the War on Terrorism Service Medal, and B calls it eye candy from Bush. So he took something noble and honorable and made it kind of dirty, and I always thought that the medal was the one he pinned on us and said, "This is my war, this is my stamp, my history," said B. B said he's not an anti-war, but rather pro-peace. He plans to travel to Washington, D.C. with a small group of Marines who feel the same way. He says that they will try to return their War on Terrorism medals to Bush personally or to members of Congress. Let's go back on the phones here, and we'll go to Charles in Highlands Ranch. He's got an interesting point. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Listen, one of the things that I want to talk about, you mentioned Democratic senators trying to bring back the draft. I'm personally against the draft with this one caveat. If we bring back the draft as a universal draft, it's going to make the chicken hawks think twice about sending their own kids into harm's way, and maybe we won't be going into places where we don't need to be going.
Yeah, you know, I wonder about a lot of these adults who call up and particularly call right-wing radio stations and beat their chests and scream and yell about the rest of us who want to get out of Iraq and call us cowards and cut and run and use all those stupid terms that they've come up with. Wonder how many of their kids are actually over there serving.
Very few.
And I wonder what would happen if every kid in this country had to go back to the same thing we had during the war in Vietnam, where everybody had to sign up with Selective Service. I wonder then. I mean, even now, even the majority of the country now is against the war. I wonder how the country would feel if their young people had to sign up for the service.
Oh, they'd feel entirely different. Of course, you know, the rich will do just like they did during Nam, and you know, work out special deferments like the people that we currently have in the White House, so that they wouldn't, you know, so that they wouldn't end up going. But that would definitely put a lot more of the people who are in favor of the war, put their children in harm's way, which I'm not in favor of either. But it just something to maybe make those people think twice about actually going into war.
All right, pal. Great call. Thank you. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Vince on Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning. How are you?
Okay.
I just like you lived through the whole draft thing. I actually, you know, went down for the physical and all that other stuff, and I was basically, you know, packed up and ready to go. Fortunately, they didn't have a draft the year that my number came up, which it came up 6, so that was not good. But I think the thing about having a draft is it gives everybody, you know, they're invested in the war. They've got an investment. I mean, remember when we were in school, when we were in college, I mean, everybody, that's all you ever talked about because, you know, you had that hanging over your head, that sort of Damocles, you know? It was like, well, I could be going, you could be going, my best friend could be going, the kid down the block is going. Everybody was invested. Now in this war, nobody's invested.
Well, I've talked about this on the air before. There's no sacrifice being asked of the country as a whole in a time of war, and the administration only invokes statements about, you know, a time of crisis and a time of war when it wants to achieve political agendas, such as trying to beat up on the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times for reporting stories about national security issues in which they're doing spying behind our back.
Yeah, but like I said, it's ridiculous. These guys get to play you know, it's like sitting at the poker table without having to ante up. That's what the neocons are doing, because they don't have any investment in it. They don't have any blood in the soup. You know, they don't care. It's just a big game of risk to them.
Yeah, certainly right. I mean, Bush's kids aren't in the war.
Yeah, well, Bush's kids, I don't think, are qualified to do much of anything, quite frankly. You know, just like him. I mean, he never had an honest job in his life, you know. But if we did have a draft, I really would hate to see it, but if we did have a draft, at least people would be invested in the war. People would actually be forced to think about it. Students nowadays would be thinking about it and be a lot more active, you know, one way or the other. You know, these college Republicans who go, well, I just think it's really important we have this war. Well, why don't you go? Well, it's more important for me to sit back here and play video games.
Yeah, well, I've got some kind of project that I'm working on. Thanks, Vince. Appreciate the call.
You bet, Jay.
All right, and we never did decide what to do with the kid who held the police off for 7 hours. What to do with him, and what should happen to him? Because he was going to have to get deployed to Iraq. Let's go to Sharon in Erie. Sharon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say I think kind of surprised Mad King George hasn't brought the draft back. I think it's a very unpopular war, and I think a lot of younger people are really unaware of what's going on. And but I'm glad to say that, you know, I think my son's past the age of you know, being drafted. He's 25, but I just think it's scary. And I think another thing that if they were showing you know, all the coffins coming back home, I think that would really drive the point home more pointedly of Americans.
Well, you know, I'm going to get into this about the coffins coming home, and I'm going to get into the thing about the casualties, and we'll do that after 7 o'clock. So talk a little bit more about that coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sharon, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good day. Do we have time to squeeze one more in? We do. Let me go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Hey, the guy that was talking about people being invested in the war has hit the nail right on the head. I was in the I attended the war moratorium in '69, and if they reinstitute the draft, they're going to have more than 500,000 people on the mall in Washington. If you start pulling your 17-year-old kids away from their mothers and fathers and homes and high schools and colleges, they are invested, and they will rise up.
Would that necessarily be a bad thing?
No, I think that would be a great thing. I think that was the previous caller was talking about how people aren't invested, and people are totally disconnected from this war. Whereas in the Vietnam area, we were totally connected.
Yeah.
We were the guy that said that his college, in college, they did nothing but talk about the war, and it was. And I remember that we would sit around and watch
That's
the
right.
news.
And you don't do that
and
now.
Talk about the war and Nixon.
Nope, you don't do that now. Now the Republicans do the best they can to try to distract us on
exactly.
a daily basis. Dave, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right, coming up next.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
1-1-8-0. 1-800-400-1180.
AM760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Big Hazy and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
News, I'm Frank Sinopani. Turning a deaf ear to criticism from its friends as well as its foes, North Korea is threatening to test fire more missiles. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns tells the CBS News Early Show threats from North Korea are nothing new.
Well, we're certainly not going to overreact to these wild statements out of Pyongyang.
But that doesn't mean Washington will let North Korea slide.
We're going to take a multilateral approach here, and we're going to try to create a great diplomatic coalition to isolate the North Koreans and raise the cost to them of what they've just done.
CBS News Far East correspondent Barry Peterson tells us the options are limited.
You really get a sense these last couple of days since the launch at the frustration, the lack of options really available to countries that want to stop North Korea's missile program and its nuclear program.
Barry Peterson in Tokyo. 4 days after they went to the polls to pick a new president, Mexican voters still don't know who won.
With the final count nearly finished, conservative Felipe Calderon took a razor-thin lead over leftist Andres Manuel López Obrador. Calderon thanked his supporters, but stopped short of declaring himself the winner. There was no immediate response from his adversary, who could contest the election. If that happens, it will be up to the courts to name the winner. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
The sudden death of Enron founder Ken Lay proved to be an embarrassment for a popular website. We're live with CBS's Barry Bagnetto. Barry, what happened?
Wikipedia calls itself the free encyclopedia that anyone can edit that can create an information free-for-all. As major news organizations were scrambling to confirm first reports that Lay had died, Wikipedia instantly posted the date of his death and called it an apparent suicide. Almost minute by minute, the explanations changed. Heart attack or suicide. Yet to be determined. No further details. Now the site says the cause was coronary artery. That's right. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
This year's Emmy Awards have just come out, and Fox's 24 is the series with the most nominations. Live to CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
And Frank, the popular Fox drama 24 does lead the way with 12 nominations. It is the most nominations went to the TNT miniseries Into the West. It has 16. Nominees for Best Drama include 24, Grey's Anatomy, House, The Sopranos, and The West Wing. Up for Best Comedy are Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Office, Arrested Development, Scrubs, and 2.5 Men. Winners will be announced on August 27th. Live at the TV Academy in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The Space Shuttle Discovery should reach the International Space Station less than 2 hours from now. Before it docks, Shuttle Commander Steve Lindsay will flip Discovery so the Space Station crew can take pictures and videotape the heat-resistant tiles on the shuttle's belly. I want to see if those tiles were damaged by foam that broke away during Tuesday's launch. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Nice shot! Time out!
Back
basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making...
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste. And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your...
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. State lawmakers are returning to work at the Capitol today as a special legislative session gets underway to tackle the issues surrounding illegal immigration. Governor Owens says that Colorado can crack down on the problem by requiring that all job seekers show a valid driver's license or an ID card when applying for a job. Another topic at the State House, an uproar over a court ruling that 12-year-old girls can enter into common law marriages. State legislators seem ready to change the age requirements instead of doing away with the concept altogether. And Ward Churchill is following through on a promise to fight CU's efforts to fire him. Churchill has now filed a formal appeal. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. Taking a look at I-70, we had a nasty start to this morning's drive. A rollover crash involving two other cars along westbound 70 right at Havana. Now, fortunately, all lanes of the highway have now been reopened. Everything is off to that right-hand shoulder, but you will find stop-and-go traffic all the way back to I-225. In addition to this, the northbound 225 ramp heading onto westbound I-70 is jamming up as well. And outside of that, southbound 25, you're looking at the normal slowdowns between 100 and 4th Avenue and 84th. And again, south of here between Park Avenue and Spear. As you continue your drive down into the tech center this morning, watch for jamming from Alameda down to the Broadway Bridge. And along northbound 25, you will experience just a bit of slowing between I-225 and Hampton. Today's forecast calls for highs around...
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
And you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 80. And we do have a chance of some thunderstorms today, as normal. Man, there was some lightning the other night that was pretty strong, and pretty strong rain, too. Hope it didn't wash away your 4th of July. That was over the 4th of July weekend. All right, the controversy about North Korea continues. South Korea media says North Korea has more rockets ready. North Korea has three or four more missiles on launch pads. South Korean media reported yesterday, while Japan said there was no sign that the communist state was planning another immediate launch of long-range rockets. South Korea's largest newspaper said the missiles the North were preparing were either short or medium range. The paper cited an unidentified senior South Korean official. Another major newspaper carried a similar report. There is a possibility that North Korea will fire additional missiles, according to the Yonhap News Agency, quoted in the South Korean defense minister as telling lawmakers.
And we're going to talk to a gentleman who knows a lot about this. President Bush on Wednesday, of course, urged leaders to stand united in demanding that North Korea give up its nuclear weapons program, saying the communist nation remains a threat. And we're going to get some insight on this from the Center for American Progress's Joseph Cirincione. He is a senior vice president for national Korean for national security and international policy at the center. And prior to joining the center in 2006, he served as director for the nonproliferation at Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And he's the author of the yet unreleased book, Bomb Scare, The History and Failure of Nuclear Weapons, and many other books and many other articles. And do we have Mr. Cirincione? One more minute. This has become typical on this program of, like, taking 10 minutes to get a guest on. Mr. Cirincione worked for 9 years in the U.S. House of Representatives on the professional staff, the Committee on the Armed Services, and the Committee on the Government Operations, and served as staff director of the Military Reform Caucus. He currently teaches graduate school at the Foreign Service at Georgetown University, and we'll find out exactly what it is that the Koreans want, because they don't have the capability of launching a rocket that carries a nuclear warhead on it. And, of course, so far their experiments have ended up burned up in the China Sea. I'm sorry, the Sea of Japan. So we'll have to see what this means for the region and what this ultimately means for the United States of America. And as I mentioned yesterday, you know, it seems like, well, we know these missiles are going off and we know this stuff is going off, but how tense are we about this? Most of us, I think, are not that tense, because we don't see it as being that immediate of a threat. Now, if we were sitting in Seoul, South Korea, having this conversation, we'd probably feel totally different. If we were sitting in Japan and having this conversation in Tokyo, we'd probably feel extremely different than the way we feel now. Question is, can they reach the United States? Can they reach the western part of the United States? Do we lose the guest, or we stood up? Is that what the story is? Because this is really getting this is getting old on a daily basis, having to go through this. It really is. You know, John, I mean, you really got to fix this. Anyway, so this is where we stand, and I heard one radio station, I'm not going to name names, have the headline of, well, you know, does this mean another Korean War? And does the United States and North Korea absolutely have any military options whatsoever? You know, my answer would be none. And if you read a very interesting article in this week's New Yorker by Seymour Hersh about Iran, the military is standing up, the Pentagon is standing up to the White House talking about the fact that they have no military options in Iran. All right, let's go talk to Cirincione, where is he? Is he on 4? All right. Joe, are you there? Do we finally have you?
I'm right here. I'm on 4 in Washington, D.C., talking live to you in Boulder, Colorado. Pleasure to be here.
All right. It's good to have you on. What is it the North Koreans want? They just want attention? Do they want attention? They want to be on the world stage? They want attention? They think there's too much attention being put on Iran? Is that what the problem is?
Anytime you put on a fireworks display on July 4th, clearly you want attention. The question is, what does he want it for? I think the best expert opinion, and we've been talking a lot about this over the last 24 hours, is that he wants two things. One, it's a defensive move. He's a paranoid in the true sense of the word. He thinks he's the center of the world, and he thinks we're out to get him. At least one of those is probably right. And he's trying to put up a display that just shows that he's tough. If we strike him, and there has been some talk of making preemptive strikes on North Korea, he's capable of striking back. But the second thing is, I think he wants to increase his negotiating position. This is not a real threat that I, Kim Jong-il, am going to lash out first and strike Japan or somehow attack the United States. He knows that the game here is the negotiating table and the six-party talks. He wants to increase his bargaining position. He wants to go one-on-one with the United States, and he wants to sweeten the pot. He wants to increase the offer that the U.S. Has on the table for him.
He really believes in his heart of hearts that we're out to get him.
Yes. And, of course, a lot of people have said that they're out to get him. You don't have to thumb through the paper or go too far down the radio dial to hear people talking about preemptive strikes on North Korea, about just blasting them back to the Stone Age. And, of course, you know, the Korean War is technically still on. We never actually ended that war. We're just in a truce. So he's got 1 million men under arms on his side of the border. The South Koreans are armed similarly on the south, and we have 37,000 troops still in South Korea. So, yeah, he thinks that we're still out to get him.
What are our options with this guy? Militarily, it seems to me we have no option.
I think that's right. And even though you every once in a while you'll hear a proposal for how we could strike first and have some kind of knockout blow, very few people take that seriously. I personally know that in the Pentagon they don't take that seriously. Even a preemptive strike on some of their nuclear facilities could trigger an assault from the north on Seoul. Seoul is within rocket range of the North Korean artillery. Best estimates are that if a war actually began in the first few hours, hundreds of thousands of South Koreans would die. So this is not Iraq, not Iran. We have real live people on the border held at risk. So a military option is probably off the table. Then in the administration, there's a debate over two ways to go, and this has been our main problem. The administration can't decide. You've got the Cheney-Rumsfeld squeeze option. That is, we just squeeze this guy into submission. We tighten the screws. We cut off all his external sources of support until he crumbles. The problem with that is that it's already a small, impoverished nation, and there's not much more squeezing you can do. And the squeezing that you could do, getting China to cut off its oil supplies to North Korea, for example, is something that China won't do. Well, they don't want to see a nuclear-armed North Korea. What they really don't want to see is a destabilized, collapsing nuclear-armed Korea. So they're not going to go all the way to push the guy over the brink. Now you've checked off those two boxes. What you're left with is negotiations. Fortunately, there's a good chance that you can cut a deal with this guy. We did it with Muammar Gaddafi. He gave up his complete nuclear, chemical, and missile programs in exchange for economic incentives and security assurances. Kim Jong-il came very close to this in September of 2005 when, for the first time, he signed a deal negotiated by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to do this. The problem is that the guys who favored the squeeze option came back hard, put the screws on various banks who were supplying lines of credit to North Korea, and that effectively put a stick in the spokes of that deal, and everything has collapsed since then. If we can get the U.S. to make up its mind, tell North Korea, if you come back to the table, we'll be ready to finalize a deal with you, I think we have a shot at getting one.
Should we talk to them directly, or should it be six-party talks?
The administration's right about the six-party talk format. That's the right way to do it. Bring everybody else in, make everybody else a part of the solution. But within that, you have to have bilaterals, as they call them, direct one-on-one talks with the North Koreans. We started doing that in 2005 for the first time seriously, actual give-and-take, honest negotiations, and it worked. There's no reason why we can't keep that pattern up. That technique seems to have proven itself.
And is the North Korean administration mentally stable enough to go along with this idea?
I don't buy this idea that they're crazy. All their actions seem to have a very clear purpose. I mean, they're crazy in the sense of what they're doing to their own people, But
and that they're paranoid. I mean, right? They think everybody in the world's out to get them.
They do. All right, they're a little crazy. They're not irrationally crazy. They've never sort of just lashed out and done something that would jeopardize their own security, that would somehow loosen their hold on power. What they care about, number one, and perhaps only, is maintaining their grip on power. If you can, and that's got to be the key part of the deal. This is what's so hard for us. This is why this has been tough to do. You've got to be willing to legitimize this regime, to sign a treaty with them that recognizes them as an equal, as treaties do. And this is what's so hard. And this is the fundamental sort of ideological problem you have. There are people, for understandable reasons, who say we don't make deals with dictators. We don't want to legitimize this guy. There's got to be another way. Well, we've been searching for another way. No one's found it. I think you have to go back to the Libya model, where we turn Muammar Gaddafi from a poster child of a rogue state leader into a man that President Bush just a few months ago called a model that other people should follow. Sometimes that's what you got to do in order to actually protect the country, in order to get rid of the number one threat that's Kim Jong-il's nuclear weapons.
How far away are the North Koreans from actually having delivery capability to the Western United States?
this is the very good news coming out of this this crisis this week. They are very far away. This was a huge embarrassment for them. This typo dung turned out to be a typo dud. You know, don't get confused by the six scuds they followed, fired. The short-range missiles, we know those work. They've shot them off before. I wouldn't call that a test as much as a demonstration. It was the centerpiece, the typo dung, what the missile they've been trying to develop to get a longer range. They tested it in 1998. It failed. It flew over Japan and fell about almost 1,000 miles before falling into the ocean. Tried to put a satellite in orbit. Couldn't do it. Satellite didn't reach orbit. Little tiny radio transmitter. Couldn't even get that up there. They tried again. The best analysis is that what happened is that they stretched the first stage of this rocket. It's at least a two-stage rocket, maybe three. They stretched the first stage, making it thinner and longer in order to get greater greater distance, but in so doing, they weakened it, and it blew up in the boost phase, blew up about 40 seconds after launch. That indicates to us that, their program has actually gone backwards, not forwards. So this, I think we have to take a deep breath here and stop hyperventilating about the missile threat. Their missiles can't reach us.
Yeah.
Not even Alaska. Not even Hawaii.
They're
years away from that. That's not the problem. And therefore, that means that you got to, there's no reason to panic and start throwing money into silos in Alaska and spending $10 billion a year on a missile defense system against a North Korean threat that doesn't exist.
So the central problem would be its effect on its neighbors.
Oh, now, North Korea is a real threat. It's just not a long-range threat to us. They have a substantial conventional military force and missiles that could reach South Korea and Japan. So they have reason, and the U.S. troops stationed there. So that we have real reason to be concerned. We just got to focus on what the real threat is and not get diverted by these imaginary threats that have been hyped up to suit pre-existing agendas, for example, deploying an anti-missile shield.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe Cerencioni. I appreciate you being on the program this morning. Thanks so much, and hope to talk to you again. Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you. There's Joe Cerencioni. He's from the Center for American Progress. You heard him. They have no delivery capability, so don't get hyped up. There's no missiles coming here soon. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Nice to have you along here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hang around. I got a question I want to ask you about George W. Bush coming up here and get your reaction to it. I just gripped my teeth when I read it. I really gripped my teeth when I read it, and I want to see what you think about it.
Magic mortgages, 0% interest, no payments for a year, celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage, a local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today, 303-741-6800.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
You how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Schultz.
Guess what? North Korea is serious about this deal. They fired some missiles.
And you want to talk about getting the attention of young people.
What does this mean, Dad?
What's happening here? I thought, there's America right there. I may infuriate you, but let me tell you something. This crosses all political lines. When you have somebody who starts shooting missiles off, I want this issue addressed now.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Twenty-five minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. High today 80. Partly sunny with some thunderstorms. And those usually end up happening around the afternoon time. Story in the Editors and Publishers magazine about George W. Bush. I know this is not going to surprise you. But in a way, to me, there's something just morally wrong with this. I'm not of the school of beating up on Bush every single day. I think it's kind of counterproductive to beat him up and to make the obvious known. But I don't know how to describe how I feel about this. I mean, it got me. There's still something to me morally wrong about this. And I'm going to give it to you, and I want to get your reaction and see if you think that you feel the same way at 303-713-7600. When Stars and Stripes nabbed an exclusive interview with President Bush on July 4th aboard Air Force One, it devoted most of the questions to one submitted by service members. One put to the commander-in-chief, by the newspaper's Jeff Shugel, has he attended even one funeral for a fallen soldier from Iraq? No, he replied, because which funeral do you go to? In my judgment, I think if I go to one, I should go to all. How do you honor one person and put one person above another? Do you accept this as an answer from this guy? Should he have at least gone to one funeral? Or do you think that he has a point? That if he goes to one, he's honoring one soldier over another. The fact that he's never gone to a single military funeral. Does anybody find that to be revolting? Or bothersome? I mean, I find the whole idea that they can't photograph the caskets to be bothersome. Because as we were talking last hour about the Marines, the 18-year-old Marine who held off the police in Loveland for like 7 hours, and then the other two officers who are against the war. It seems to me it's so easy to become disconnected from what's going on, especially if you don't see it. And how disconnected must this president be? That he's never been to one funeral. And I wonder if the idea that he's not gone to one funeral, I wonder if that bothers anybody. Or if I'm sitting here, and just a lone wolf. And that it bothers me, and that I don't totally buy his explanation. That I think his explanation is wrong. And that at least he could go to some funerals from, say, some soldiers from his home state of Texas. Or that he could go to some funerals from some soldiers in the Washington area. But not to go at all. And I wouldn't care, whether this was a Republican or a Democrat. I mean, if this were Bill Clinton sitting in office, it would bother me. But we have this many people dead, this many of our men and women dead, the majority of them being men, and the president doesn't go? And I wish there had been a follow-up question, which would have been, well, sir, if you don't go to the funerals, are you well aware of the men who are over there who are dying? And how are you kept aware? Does somebody just give you numbers, facts, and figures? How are you kept aware that these are people with families and friends who did their duty and their honor to their country? I mean, to me, I don't get it. And I don't get it why the American public isn't outraged by it. I don't get it why, and there's so much to be outraged about. And outrage is such an overused word. And I don't even mean angry about it. I mean just sorrowful about it. Just kind of puzzled about it. Just kind of quizzical about the idea that that he hasn't gone to any of these funerals. I don't think it takes a poli-sci, expert to figure out that these kids deserve respect and decency, and that there's nothing wrong with the commander-in-chief going to these funerals or going to hospitals and seeing these kids and seeing what's going on with them and meeting their families. And it seems to me that he can make these surprise visits to Baghdad, that he can do these other photo op stunts. But you know what? How come he's not at these funerals? How come he just doesn't show up unannounced at one of them, or two of them, or three of them every couple of months? At least to let the American people, at least to let you and I know that he's at least tuned in to what's going on, and that we've got people over there that are dying and losing their lives, and that he's well aware of the sacrifice of human life that's being made here. It smacks of insensitivity and of something being wrong. 303-713-7600. I got three open lines, and hey, bring me down to earth if you think I'm wrong. I mean, if you think that I'm out there and that I don't know what I'm talking about, call up and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. But when I read this thing in Editor and Publisher and saw that he hadn't gone to one funeral and that he gave this excuse that which one should I go to, because which funeral do I go to in my judgment? I think if I go to one, I should go to all. How do you honor one person and put not above another? To me, I thought, that's just such a lame excuse. It really is. 7:32 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760. And I don't know, what do you think, Amelia? You think he should go?
Absolutely. I want one, just the smallest hint that our president is actually a real person with real feelings, because that is the cheapest answer you can give.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Absolutely. It means I have no responsibility to any of these families. I think it would be a huge gesture that would make tons of people pay attention to him and actually maybe take a deeper look at what's actually going on over there if they heard that he went to one of these funerals. That would be the top headline, you know? And that's really sad that it would be the headline.
Yeah, it is.
It
is sad, but it would be. Yeah. Yeah, he definitely should go. All right, what's going on with the traffic?
Well, it is looking a lot better across westbound I-70J. We did have a nasty wreck earlier this morning. Right at Havana in the westbound lanes, a rollover involving two other cars as well. All lanes are now open, but we still have jamming all the way back to Peoria. The other bad drive in this morning's commute lies along northbound 25 between Bellevue and Evans. We are just jam-packed here. A little bit unusual for this time of the morning drive, but southbounders are jam-packed as well. Your slowing begins at 104th Avenue, continues south down to 84th, and again loads up between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. As you travel across I-76, watch for westbound slowing right at 74th Avenue. And as you come out of Lakewood, we are looking at jamming eastbound between Federal and the I-25 interchange. Today's forecast calls for highs.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
AM760.net.
Running out of gas can be a nuisance. If Bonfils Blood Center runs low on blood, their life-saving services can stall. This summer, help keep blood supply levels on full. Donate twice over the summer, and you may win a trip for two to the Riu Palace Cancun, courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Call 303-363-2300, visit bonfils.org, or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Looking to grow your business? We've made radio advertising affordable and easy. Just visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
Interest rates are still on the rise. Refinance and lock in now at LendingTree. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Time.
Good morning, 7:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 80, partly sunny with thunderstorms. We're talking about the Stars and Stripes issue here, in which an interview in which President Bush says he has not been to one funeral. He said when the question was put to him, has he attended even one funeral for a fallen soldier from Iraq? No, he replied, because which funeral do you go to? In my judgment, I think if I go to one, I should go to all. How do you honor one person but not another? And I want to know if you accept this. Let's go to Al on I-70. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not bad. My blood boiled when I read that. And then he goes on to say in that article that until conditions change, we're going to continue to send you to get maimed and get killed. He didn't say those two words, but that's the way I read this. Let's put this into context. This was to the Stars and Stripes, the U.S. Army's newspaper. How blatantly arrogant is this guy?
Yeah, he says a soldier now serving in Iraq asked how many times he would have to return to the war zone in the next 5 years. Bush said he didn't know. The conditions on the ground will determine our troop levels, and one of the main conditions on the ground is the capacity of the Iraqis to fight the enemy, and therefore it's very difficult for me to predict with certainty how many times this particular person would be sent back to Iraq, Bush said.
Every president prior to Bush has at least gone to Arlington to some of these funerals. Every president. What makes King George different?
I don't know. I don't know. I was shocked when I read the statement.
Oh, I couldn't read it in one sitting when I read that. I had to go back because I was so angry.
I mean, I can't believe you wouldn't even go to one.
Yeah, I know, not even one. I mean, this guy is so arrogant and so far out of touch, it isn't funny.
Well, it certainly beats all I've ever seen, and I, just out of conscience, I would at least want to go to one. I mean, or at least drop in on a couple a month. But to say that you don't go to any of them because you don't know, because you're honoring one over the other, is kind of a lame excuse to me.
Absolutely, I agree with you 100%, Jay.
All right, Al, thanks, man. Drive safe.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, see you later. Another soldier asked if Army rotations in Iraq could be shortened from 1 year to 6 months. Bush, not likely. A question about special benefits for the troops who have served multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan brought pretty much the same response, with Bush explaining that he had already boosted normal benefits. Let's go to Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
You know, not only can he not go to a funeral, why can't he even write a personal letter to each family? He can't even do that.
No.
Well, what else does this guy do? He's on vacation the whole month of August. What's he going to do? I'm appalled. Having lost a family member, you know, he's gotten a form letter with a stamp on it. That's crap. You know, I don't think he can face the families is what the deal is. He can't face them. He can't face a grieving mother who didn't get to tell her baby goodbye. You know, he can't face it.
I wonder what effect that would have on him if he did have to face the families and go to these funerals and see what it's like to have to bury a loved one.
Well, he can't even face Cindy Sheehan. He can't face anybody. He is going through this totally without heart or soul or spirit. And I mean, at the very least, he should be able to write a letter to each family, personally, in handwriting, not a form letter, something personal about each soldier, at the very least. But he has no conscience, no soul. You know, he's disgusting to me. And I feel so much for that kid up in Fort Collins. I mean, he don't want to go. I hope he doesn't have to go now. I hope to God that kid doesn't have to go. I wish my nephew had pulled this before he had to go.
Yeah, I hear you.
I wish he would have changed his mind. God, you know, I'd rather have had him pull something like this than come home in a box in the cover of darkness without our country seeing. Here comes Leon. He fought, you know, and he died.
Yeah.
For what? For what? Under cover of darkness. I'm so upset by this war. Every day it's just, how can you not weep? How can you not weep when you see 18, 19, 23, 22, 18, 19? How can you not weep every day for this? And who is this guy? You know, who is this guy? Who's the
villain? I don't know. He must be just an incredibly insensitive human being.
Oh, my God. Well, all I can hope for is a trial. Every day, the thought I hold is treason. Treason. Can somebody please pick him up? Where's Interpol? Treason. War crimes. That's all I can think of, Jay. You know, for this young man of my family who died for what?
Yeah. My condolences. You know, I'm sorry for your loss. Chris, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that must be, you know, that must just be a terrible thing to have to go through. Dottie in Broomfield. Dottie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
A couple of things. I want to reiterate what two callers before me said. Other presidents have gone. Were they criticized for not making every funeral?
No. Nobody ever said anything.
Nobody ever said anything. Second point. He's gone to visit, I think he did it on the 4th, didn't he, visit wounded soldiers in the hospital?
Right.
Did he visit all the wounded, all the 50,000 wounded?
I don't think so.
Anyone criticize him for not doing all of them, for only visiting some of them?
No.
Hell no. It's the same thing. It's the same supposed proposition. It doesn't hold water. And, you know, it just reinforces what many of us are saying, and it's true, that these dead men and women are not people to these neocons, to these Bush crime family people and all his cohorts. They're not people. They're just a means to a financial and power end. And that's why visiting them, it would humanize them, and they don't want to humanize them because they don't want to do anything that might make them even for a split second stop and think about what they're doing and maybe change it.
Hmm. Well, that's sad if that's the case.
Well, how can we believe anything else is the case? What have they done? They don't even want us to feel it. That's why they won't allow their caskets to be photographed. You know, there's a photo circulating around. It's a pair of photos in the Internet. And one is of people on a commercial plane at night looking out the window, no one leaving their seat as after the plane landed, and watching a coffin being taken from the bowels of the plane. And watching in silence, a draped coffin. The other photo is of, it's a view in the evening with candlelight lighting the room in a funeral home of a fallen soldier and a Marine standing guard. It's after hours, and the wife wanted to be with her husband one last night, and they brought a mattress in on the floor in front of the casket. And she is sleeping on the floor in front of the casket and asking the guard to remain the night, which he was more than willing to do. And, you know, I saw that, and you cannot help but cry when you see that.
I know. That's really rough.
And these are just photos. If you saw anything live, nobody with any kind of heart, even a sliver of one, would not feel that and be in pain for that. And this man has no heart, and his cohorts have no hearts. These are
they don't
not
seem to. They sure as heck don't seem to. Dottie, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Thank
and they don't seem to have a heart. I just find this to be absolutely mind-blowing that this president hasn't been to one funeral. 7:45, 50 minutes in front of 8. One line open at 303-713-7600. We'll continue with more of your calls. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to candidate Jay Fawcett from Congressional District Number 5. And he didn't get invited to the VFW debate on Iraq, so he decided to go anyway, and we'll ask him what happened there. And that's coming up after 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Meanwhile, more of your phone calls about George W. Bush and about the fact that he admits he has never been to one funeral. Not one.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Now that westbound I-70 is checking clear across our highway drive, the rest of the drive is just jam-packed southbound 25. Your slowing begins up on the north end at 104th Avenue, continuing down towards 84th. Yet again, as you make your way across Alameda, heading down towards the Broadway Bridge. Across I-225 between Aurora and the DTC, northbounders are slowing from Colfax to I-70. And for southbounders, your jam begins at the Dayton Street Bridge and heads all the way down to I-25. As you make your way out of Lakewood along 6th Avenue, heading eastbound, you're thick from Federal to I-25, and the same goes for the Turnpike as you make your way closer into the metro area. Today's forecast, we'll see highs around 82 degrees, and currently we're at 66 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The 12th Annual Colorado Irish Festival is this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Clement Park in Littleton. Music from Ireland, Canada, and the U.S. Irish dancers, sports, pipe bands, vendors, and artisans. Free parking, kids 12 and under free. Visit ColoradoIrishFestival.org.
Randy Rhodes.
I like her fire, her spirit.
Hey, Randy, I love your show.
Hi, Randy. It's always good to talk to you.
I like the fact that she doesn't shut up for anybody.
So frustrated. I am so with you on this. You're dead on.
She makes me laugh.
that she's brutally honest.
And you are a goddess, and you are hot.
You are a goddess. We are not worthy.
Mary Randy!
So you the girl with that big voice I've been hearing so much about.
Randy Rhoads, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5, $10, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. I'm Bruce A. Berman. If you want to be your own boss and make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 10bruce.com. That's the number 10bruce.com. You can be making money right now. So log on to 10bruce.com. Now.
7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's matching down incentive is going on right now. Up to $1,500. You put down $1,500 and they'll put down $1,500 and you've got $3,000 to put down and your next vehicle choice. And they've got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Just about anything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Even got those original American sports cars, the Corvettes out there as well. And Rocky's Autos has got great people working out there to help you out, and they'll go the extra mile to make sure that you're taken care of. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. That's almost 25 years they've been at this. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But if you go past 9, things will be fine, and they'll take care of you for sure. But don't miss this matching down incentive. It's your chance to really, really pick up some bread and get a nice vehicle. Up to $1,500 down, they'll match it. So if you put $1,000 down, they'll put $1,000 down, and you've got $2,000 down towards your next vehicle. Big or small, whatever it is you need to use it for, Rockies has got it. They've got the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. Check them out online at rockiesautos.com. Get in touch with Steve there, who runs that whole operation, and you can pre-qualify for a car loan. You can check out the inventory, see their TV commercials, and read their business philosophy and find out what they're all about. Rocky's Autos, they're great folks, and they're waiting to talk to you. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhoads at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:52. It's 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 80, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we're talking about the Stars and Stripes article, this interview with George W. Bush, in which he admits that he has not been to one soldier's funeral. And I find that just to be absolutely amazing. Absolutely freaking amazing. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pat.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Jay, this is a clear indication of his complete lack of concern for any of us. We are nothing more than little ants who should be scurrying around working for him. These kids don't matter to him. It's beneath him. Why should he have to put himself out? Why should he have to disrupt his life? He's so much more important than we are.
Well, even if we're a Democratic president that we're doing this, I'd be upset.
I would, too. I agree with you completely, but I can't see that happening. This guy really and truly thinks he is on some sort of regal standing. And you know, he's such a waste of time, in my opinion. And I think he's, well, you know how I feel about him. I think he's an absolute disgrace. But I think what he's, this whole, his attitude, his whole complete lack of concern, lack of compassion. You never see the man where he really appears to be distressed, unhappy, sad, nothing. Nothing. When it comes to this, nothing.
Yeah.
They don't matter. They don't matter to him. Just make sure you've got, for everyone that drops, you've got someone that's coming up behind him. And that's what counts.
And it's amazing that nobody criticizes him for it either.
Well,
Republican or Democrat.
You know, there's so many things. If you think about it, if you sit down and take the time to count all the issues, to me it becomes overwhelming. I don't know which one to grasp. I don't know which one to really focus on. I don't know which one to really embrace. There are so many. Where do you start? And where do you end?
But well, this is a pretty big one.
It is a big one. But when you think about it, the war in itself. I mean, we have so many things, issues that we as progressives should be screaming about. I do this at night, and I think, okay, let's just figure out which one really, really is going to become a marching anthem for me personally. And I still can't really narrow it down that far. And I think this hits a lot of people. People I talk to, they just say their minds almost shut down with all of it.
You know, one of these days I'm going to take a poll on the program.
Do it.
And I'm going to ask people what their number one priority is.
Do it. Do it. I wish you would do it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do it next hour.
I think you should do it. But don't do it this next hour because I can't call you and do it tomorrow or do it Monday.
All right.
Give everybody a chance to think about it.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, Pat, thanks. Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Jay. I have a real concern about this because I'm the mother of a 17-year-old. I think this is just a pattern, and I had heard before that Bush didn't attend funerals of military people.
Yeah, I'd heard it, too.
And I think this is just a pattern. I mean, it lays into the when they asked Wolfowitz how many people had died, he didn't know, the automatic pen thing with Rumsfeld. When they want photo ops, they're right there. When their poll numbers fall, then they go to Iraq. They don't go otherwise. I feel that's from the beginning. Soldiers have been used not to defend their country. That's the thing that bothers me the most. I wouldn't mind if my son joined the military if it was to defend his country. But I do not want him to be cannon fodder for someone's personal, financial, psychological, excuse me, gain. And that's what I feel this whole war is about. And from the very beginning, these soldiers have been used. I also feel that if we had a draft, it would make a big difference because right now everyone, you know, they think, well, my kid, he's going to college. He's not going to be in the Army. So
right.
What do I care?
Right.
If we all felt we had the equal chance of our child being killed like that or our relative being killed by that poor woman that called you before, this whole thing would change. And that's why they don't want the draft, because they don't want that to happen. They want us to just go along with our merry little lives, and only a certain people, whether it be financial, whether their economic opportunities or their life opportunities are limited or for whatever reason they decide to join, they're just other people and we don't care about them.
Hmm.
And they want it to stay that way, and that's why they're doing, you know, the fifth enlistment or the fifth tour of duty of people, because they want to use these same people as long as they can.
Yeah, you know, they, and you're right, they do use the troops for photo ops. Boy, they certainly do. They're in front of them every chance they get when they need them.
Yes, but otherwise, they,
but
forget
they,
it.
But when they've fallen in battle, apparently they don't have any time for them.
And when Tony Snow says 2,500 is just a number, you know, to the people whose child has died, it's not just
yeah,
a number.
I can't believe he even made that statement.
Well, see, he doesn't care either. They don't care. They don't care.
Wow.
They're above all of it. They're much better than everyone else, so why should they care? See, that's the whole thing.
Don't you ever wonder how people can conduct their lives that way?
Well, I mean, George Bush has always conducted his life that way. He's too good to go into the arm, or to the National Guard and serve his tour like everyone else. He's too good to, you know, everything has been handed to him because somehow he's better than everybody else, but he isn't. But he thinks he is.
Yeah, he certainly does. Elaine, thank you. Great call.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your call. Hope
thank
you call again. All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Jay Fawcett and find out what happened last night at the VFW debate of the candidates. And then I got something else I want to ask you about how you feel.
Get the good stuff.
Want to know the two secrets to extending the life of your vehicle? Get your oil changed every 3,000 miles and only use high-quality oil filters, like the Napa Gold Oil Filter. It traps 45% more dirt than the leading brands. And now, when you buy two Napa Gold Oil Filters at your local Napa Auto Parts store, you'll get a Napa Filters 40th Anniversary hat free. It's only at participating Napa stores and only good while supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Then in 2004, genius doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's a major ruling on gay marriage. Within the hour, New York State's highest court said that same-sex marriage is not allowed under New York law. The court rejected appeals from John Wessel and other gays and lesbians who wanted New York marriage licenses.
Terribly disappointed. Terribly disappointed. I really was very optimistic. We'd been up most of the night waiting for the decision, and I really thought we would have a clear-cut majority, actually, among the justices.
Massachusetts is still the only state where gay marriage is legal. With 99.8% of the votes in Mexico's presidential election counted, the conservative has pulled ahead of the leftist. But the fight's not over. CBS's Adrian Bard has the latest from Mexico City.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he does not accept the results of the recount, and he will fight it in Mexico's special electoral court. He's also organizing a rally to protest the results. The recount gave a very slim victory to conservative Felipe Calderon. The challenger has 4 days to make his case.
North Korea says it's not through test-firing missiles. On the phone this morning, President Bush asked his Chinese and Russian counterparts to step up the pressure on North Korea, but the White House says the military option not on the table at this point. Chinese President Hu Jintao urged restraint in dealing with Pyongyang. CBS's David Martin has the latest from the Pentagon.
Pentagon officials do not believe more missile firings are imminent, but North Korea has the capability to fire short and medium-range missiles on very short notice, as they demonstrated on the 4th of July.
Belly up in space. We're live with CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
An amazing...
Alpha Discovery initiating RPM on my mark. 3, 2, 1... Mark.
The space shuttle has just finished a backflip, a slow turn so space station astronauts could photograph its belly looking for damage on the black heat shield tiles. They'll dock in just under an hour, and the astronauts this morning have been told their fuel tank shed significantly less debris than the last flight a year ago, and none of it appears to be significant. Frank?
How hard was it to break into the FBI's computer system? CBS's Barry Bagnato has the answer.
One hacker, easily available programs, and a computer. That's all it reportedly took.
took for Joseph Colon to crack the FBI's classified computer system and gain access to the passwords of 38,000 employees, including the director. The Washington Post says Colon was a government consultant who did all this to get around red tape and help the FBI install a new computer system. It says millions of dollars have been spent ensuring no sensitive information was misused. Colon could face up to 18 months in prison.
Fox TV's 24 and ABC's Grey's Anatomy are among the leading Emmy Award nominees announced this morning in Los Angeles. Last year's big winners, Desperate Housewives and Lost, weren't nominated for Best Series. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 53 points. NASDAQ is up 6. This is CBS News.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. An investigation by Colorado's Department of Labor and Employment shows that more than 350 Social Security numbers were used more than six times last year, some by more than 50 different people. Executive Director of the Department, Rick Grice, says the report shows the state needs stricter guidelines for employee verification.
We believe that employers are being brazen because they believe that nobody is looking. Well, guess what? Somebody is looking.
The governor says accused Denver cop killer Raul Gomez Garcia had the same Social Security number as six other people. State lawmakers begin a special session this morning to talk about illegal immigration. Governor Owens is proposing that all job seekers present a driver's license or an ID card to get a job. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. The highway drive actually in much better shape than it was earlier this morning. Northbounders, though, along 225 are still jamming as you make your way across Colfax heading up towards I-70. That's due to the earlier crash that we had along westbound I-70 right at Havana. Now, all lanes of the highway have been cleared, but we do have new problems along this highway. Taking a look westbound just west of Chambers, still have an injured deer on the right-hand shoulder of the highway right now. So animal control are in the area, causing a curiosity slowdown here. And outside of that, westbounders across I-70 are also jamming from Peoria to Havana. As you make your way across I-25, northbounders are still thick from Bellevue heading up to Evans. And along the southbound lanes of the highway, your jamming begins at Alameda and continues down towards the Broadway Bridge. Today's forecast calls for highs around 82 degrees, and currently we're at 67 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
With Chrysler, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get Employee Pricing Plus. Well-qualified buyers can save big with 0% APR financing or a generous cash allowance on most Chrysler vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for details.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Regency Window.
Do what I did. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
The 12th Annual Colorado Irish Festival is this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Clement Park in Littleton. Music from Ireland, Canada, and the U.S. Irish dancers, sports, pipe bands, vendors, and artisans. Free parking, kids 12 and under free. Visit ColoradoIrishFestival.org.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. High today, 80, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Good to have you along here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we're going to talk to Jay Fawcett, who's running for office in Colorado's 5th Congressional District on Wednesday night. Fawcett was not invited to, but he did attend a VFW Iraqi war debate that they were hosting for the Republicans in Colorado Springs. In CD5, Fawcett is the only candidate to have actual combat time and is a Bronze Star recipient. He is also a veteran of foreign wars, having served in Iraq during Desert Storm and Desert Shield, making the oversight worse. Jay has been a member of the American Legion for over 10 years and has been endorsed by a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Hugh Shelton, and former Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, General Wesley Clark. And let's talk to Jay Fawcett right now. Jay, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, first of all, I want to thank you for following the race down here. It's been exciting and fun.
No problem. So they had this debate last night, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and was the debate specifically about Iraq?
Well, it was. And here's what happened. Just a little background. 3 weeks ago, we were approached by Jeff Crank, one of the professed leading candidates, for a one-on-one debate. And we said, well, that's fine. We certainly have no problem debating anybody about specifically the Iraq War. But there's five other candidates in your own party. We think it would be fair if the people of Colorado Springs and CD5 got to hear from everybody.
Right.
Well, that didn't go down very well. And last week, we found out about this Republican-only debate. So we called and said, look, I'm the only guy with combat experience here. What do you think? And their response was that three of the Republican candidates said, well, yeah, that's a pretty good point. One of them was neutral. He said, well, you know, I don't really care one way or the other. And two of the alleged frontrunners, Lionel Rivera and Jeff Crank, said, oh, no way. Which makes me wonder what they're afraid of, Jay.
Yeah, really, what are they scared of?
Well, we had to, I think what it is they're afraid of people actually calling them on their knowledge of things like combat. At one point last night, Jeff Crank talked about how his cronies in Washington, he's a congressional staffer and lobbyist, were going to make sure that he got on the House Armed Services Committee because he knew all these guys. You know, and it just struck me as, once again, here are the Republicans with more of the same. They're going to talk to their buddies. They're going to go to Washington. They're going to deal with things they don't know a whole heck of a lot about from the very realistic level. You know, I'm not talking about having written a whole bunch of academic papers about being in war. I lived in the western desert of Iraq for 60 days.
Right.
So it was interesting to hear Jeff tell a retired two-star general that, you know, you really don't need military experience to be on the House Armed Services Committee. And then we had Lionel Rivera, the current mayor of Colorado Springs, talking about, this is a guy who always talks about how he threw the biggest, best return-home party for soldiers that Colorado Springs has ever seen. What he doesn't talk about is how he then blocked a civilian initiative here in the community to reach out to returning veterans and help them with PTSD issues. He blocked that as mayor.
Why? Why did he block it? What was his reasoning behind that?
Well, he felt that the resolution was insulting to the military members.
I don't get that. I don't get that. That doesn't register with me. How could that be insulting?
Well, you're inferring that they needed mental health and counseling.
Well, many of them do.
Hey, I talked to a lot of the folks that are coming back, including some of my classmates from the academy who have kids that are serving over there. I have one classmate whose son is a Ranger. And this young man, after 4 years in the Army, is coming out of the Rangers with severe PTSD. And this is a young man, and I don't know if you know much about Army Rangers, but that's a pretty hardcore group.
Yeah.
But this fella has had two combat jumps and three combat tours in 4 years. We're burning out Rangers, Jay. So for a mayor who purports to be a friend of the military to tell me, well, you know, we don't want to embarrass these guys by telling them they need mental health care, that seems just a little on the silly side.
Yeah, it does. It totally seems inappropriate and seems silly. So they had this debate. So you showed up anyway, correct?
I did. The newspaper said open to the public, although one of the campaign managers said the only reason I asked to go is because I'm a bully and a demagogue. I guess 6-1 odds aren't good enough for him.
Damn.
But, We went as private citizens. A number of folks from my campaign and supporters showed up, and we listened. And I learned a lot about the Constitution. Jay, did you know that only the president can send us to war?
Yeah, I was aware of that.
Actually, only the Congress can send us to war.
Naturally, I was being facetious.
I hate to tell you this, but there were people on the panel last night who weren't.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't shock me, but these are people on the panel. When you say they're on the panel now, we have to make this clear. These are people that are running for office.
One of these people is going to face me in November. Now, I think they're going to get to lose to me. But on the off chance, one of them may be sitting in Congress with that degree of knowledge about the Constitution of the United States.
Well, that's pretty scary. Yeah, that is pretty scary. So how many questions?
None of the other five called this guy on this assertion.
Did you call him on it?
Well, the audience was not allowed to ask questions or to participate in the forum. I did get 2 minutes because three of the candidates were so outraged at what they perceived as, I think, a power play by the alleged frontrunners that I did get 2 minutes to address the audience before the forum started. But once it started, no questions from the audience and no audience interaction.
Well, you know what? That's
how's that for a debate?
That sounds like a set-up job to me. Totally set up.
Well, you know what it sounds like to me? More of the same. More of the same people saying, hey, you got to support the president no matter what. You know, Chuck Crank kept saying this last night. I support the president. I wonder if he would have said that for Bill Clinton. What do you think, Jay?
No, probably not.
But he's the president, Jay. Sure.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what? They seem to have a different set of rules, don't they?
I tell you, Jay, I'm getting an education here. As a first-time candidate, I learn every time I go to places, like last night, learning that the president is the only person that sends us to war. And, oh, the other thing that I thought was interesting was, did you know that Congress passed a resolution that supported the president, and once you do that, Congress has to just shut up, and they don't get to ask the president any more questions.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I've never heard that before either. So how's the campaign there in Five going?
Oh, hey, I'm telling you, we're coming off one of the most exciting two-week periods I've ever had. And you mentioned part of that excitement, General Hugh Shelton, and who, by the way, is a one-star I worked for in the first Gulf War. And then he later went on to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and is just a fine gentleman and a great leader and officer. And he came on board with what I call a traditional go-get-em endorsement. At the sort of the non-traditional end, we had an endorsement from Marcos at Daily Kos.
Now, oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
Oh, man, what a great guy. I know you've interviewed him about his book.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we went out a couple of weeks ago to Yearly Kos in Las Vegas and met the bloggers. And these are people who are very focused, very aware. They want to know solutions to problems. They're not into the whole, you know, if you got an R or a D behind your name, what's your litmus test? They want to know how you're going to solve problems. So that was exciting. And to get that endorsement from Marcos, one of only 20 he's going to give out this year, on a website that gets 1 million hits a day, I got to tell you, that was just incredible.
We're excited. Well, you should be.
We're excited, man. This is a great campaign. We're going to take it to these guys.
Well, you know what? Everybody here is rooting for you. Everybody hopes that you do exactly that, and good for you for showing up last night, too.
Well, you know, Jay, here's the deal this year. And if you agree, get the word out to all your folks. This year, we've got to vote like our lives depend on it, because they do.
Yeah, I agree.
If we send people to Congress with the level of knowledge I saw last night, and I know we've been joking a little bit about that this morning, and you've been facetious and I've been a little ironic and all that, and that makes good fun for us. But you know what? That's scary business, Jay. Your life does.
It is scary business. People should go to your website, Fawcett for Congress, and find out more about the race that you're running in CD5 down there in Colorado Springs. And we wish you all the best, and we'll talk to you real soon, Congressman Fawcett.
Thank you so much, Jay.
All right, man. Hang in there.
Have a great day, a soggy day here in Colorado Springs as well, but have a great one.
Well, you hang in there, man. You're an American hero. Hang in there.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll talk to you. There's Jay Fawcett, who's running for Congress down there in CD5, a true American hero. And you can check out his website at FawcettForCongress.com. Coming up, I can't decide whether to ask this economic question of you or just open the phones and talk about anything you want to talk about. I'll make my decision here.
Can a deck give you peace of mind? Only if it's elk and only from Fowler & Pet. It's easier than ever to beautify your home with a new elk cross timbers deck and elk railing kits. Hi, this is Dave Logan. Don't make the mistake of going to anybody else other than Fowler & Pet first for a deck with strength, natural beauty, and low maintenance. Elk railing kits have everything pre-cut and hardware included. See how beautiful these elk cross timber decks and rails are. Go to FowlerPeth.com for a showroom near you. For a limited time, elk contractor rebate incentives are available. For details, go to FowlerPeth.com.
We still have a quick fender bender right before Yosemite on the right-hand shoulder, jamming us up just a bit as you make your way into the DTC. Now, 6th Avenue has cleared up nicely as you make your way eastbound between Sheridan and I-25. Just a bit of leftover slowing here and across I-270. Eastbounders are still fairly thick from I-76 to Vasquez. Taking a look at our forecast, we'll see highs up around 82 degrees with a chance for showers, mostly in the high country. Currently, we're at 67 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The 12th Annual Colorado Irish Festival is this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Clement Park in Littleton. Music from Ireland, Canada, and the U.S. Irish dancers, sports, pipe bands, vendors, and artisans. Free parking, kids 12 and under free. Visit ColoradoIrishFestival.org.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
8:19, 19 minutes after 8, at AM 760, Progressive Talk. And you've heard me talk about how Purina has affected both Coco and Jackson, Mary and our dogs, Coco and Jackson. Well, you know, there are tons of other people who have had great experiences with Purina, like Christina. She says, when we first adopted Key, he was underweight and had itchy skin. A friend who is a vet tech told me to give him premium food, and she suggested Purina One. I saw the new Purina One Natural Blends in the store, so we tried it. Key isn't a picky eater, so he dove right in, and in a few weeks, he had rounded out his skin, and his skin was getting better, and now he's happier, healthier mixed breed who loves Purina One Natural Blends for his dinner, and he just loves Purina Natural Blends, and we love Purina One Natural Blend dog food. Isn't it time that you took the Purina One Challenge? You could see a healthy change in your pet just like I did. Everybody else does. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge today, and you get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. The number, once again, is 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Purina One, you can't go wrong with it, and they have blends for all breeds of dogs, and it does make a difference in your dog's health. All you got to do is look at our dogs, Coco and Jackson, and people are just marvel over Coco and her coat and the shape she's in, and Jackson, the energy that both of them have. Purina One, it's the only way to go. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
Meet Tom and Sheila, two local business owners.
My business is manufacturing replacement parts for drill presses. It may not be that glamorous, but it's all mine.
Owning a catering business can be unpredictable. Some days I end up with egg on my face in more ways than one, but I still love it.
Business owners like Tom and Sheila are passionate people. They have the courage to go out on their own and put themselves on the line, but it's not always easy. And Citywide Banks understands, because as a locally owned bank, we've been there too. So when you apply for a loan with us, you'll get a decision in a matter of days. When you call us with a question or a request, you won't get a menu of options. You'll get an experienced banker who understands your business. And when you open an account, you'll have a dedicated banker who can provide financing advice and recommend cash management tools to save you time and money.
Citywide Banks really knows my business, and that's why they're the right bank for me.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ed Schultz.
Guess what? North Korea is serious about this deal. They fired some missiles. And you want to talk about getting the attention of young people.
What does this mean, Dad?
What's happening here? I thought, there's America right there. I may infuriate you, but let me tell you something. This crosses all political lines. When you have somebody who starts shooting missiles off, I want this issue addressed now.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 822, 22 minutes after 8, high today 80. Partly sunny with thunderstorms, and I guess we're going to go into open phones here because I've already got people lined up who want to talk about other things. So I've got two lines open at 303-713-7600. First of all, I wanted to let you know about this one. Embattled Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman, who to me is one of the worst senators in the Democratic Party, is getting help from his Senate friends as he tries to fend off an anti-Iraqi war challenger in an inter-party fight. Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware, Barbara Boxer of California, and our own Ken Salazar of Colorado plan to campaign in Connecticut for Lieberman between now and the August 8th primary. Their goal is to reassure the party faithful of the three-term senator's loyalty to Democratic causes, including women's issues, labor, and the environment, even though this guy is a huge hawk on Iraq. It will be a reminder to voters of the work he's done on progressive issues, Lieberman spokeswoman Marian Steinfeld said Wednesday. Some of his colleagues wanted to come here and campaign for him on issues that matter to him and them. And, of course, Lieberman is being challenged by Ned Lamont. And Ned Lamont decided to challenge Lieberman over his stance on the Iraqi war. Lieberman's staunch support for the Iraqi war has helped fuel a challenge from Ned Lamont, a wealthy Greenwich, Connecticut businessman and political newcomer. Lamont backers scoffed at the notion that the senator's campaigning in Connecticut for Lieberman would have an impact. I'm not sure in a year where people are fed up with Washington, having a bunch of Washington politicians travel the state for Joe Lieberman will help at all, said Lamont's campaign manager, Tom Swan. It will only reinforce the idea that Joe is more about Washington than Connecticut. You know, there's Ken Salazar, and I would definitely like to see a more progressive senator replace Ken Salazar. I really would. He has no business going in there in Vermont and getting involved in that. He really doesn't. Rush Limbaugh will not face charges in Palm Beach County for a bottle of Viagra found in his luggage that was prescribed in his doctor's name, prosecutors said yesterday. Charges could have been nullified. Could have nullified the conservative radio host's plea agreement in the doctor's shopping case. Limbaugh, 55, was detained for more than 3 hours at the Palm Beach International Airport on June 26 after he returned on his private plane from a vacation in the Dominican Republic. The state's attorney's office said Dr. Steve Strumwasser's name was on the Viagra bottle, not Limbaugh's. Strumwasser, who is Limbaugh's psychiatrist, told authorities he agreed to have his name on the label in an effort to avoid potentially embarrassing publicity for the suspect, according to a filing by the prosecutor's office. Thus, the medication contained in the subject's pill bottle was legitimately prescribed to the suspect by his physician, the filing said. In general, not illegally. It is generally not illegal under Florida law for a physician to prescribe medication in a third party's name if all parties are aware and the doctor documents it correctly. This is according to Mike Edmondson, a spokesman for the state attorney in Palm Beach County. Limbaugh with Viagra. The guy's life gets more foolish every day, doesn't it? It really does. All right, let's get back on the phones here. We're going to Jack in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
This relates to the comments last hour about Bush, you know, his insensitivity. I just got finished reading Dr. Justin Frank, psychiatrist's book, Bush on the Couch.
Oh, yeah, we've had him on before.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's a whole chapter in there about Bush's sadism and the things that he did as a child and as a frat president. But anyway, Dr. Frank, so maybe you've heard this before, he describes him as a megalomaniac and a sadist and a, you know, systematic liar. But he's not psychotic. And, of course, the doctor uses the same kinds of techniques that the CIA does to analyze foreign leaders. So I think that goes a long way in explaining his attitude toward these dead soldiers.
Well, this whole administration seems to have that attitude of not showing up at these funerals. And I don't understand why a president wouldn't do this. And I don't know. I don't know if this is the reason why he doesn't do it, or if it's the idea that if they ignore or hide the casualty rate, that the American people will forget about it, or that it won't be a number one A1 issue. I mean, it's like this special session we're getting ready to go through here in the state of Colorado over immigration. You know, this is just an example of Governor Owens and the Republicans trying to distract from the real issues and finding something that they think that they can politically use against Democrats. And it's just, the Republicans are very, very good at that, and very good at finding scapegoats, and they're very, very good at drawing us off in some other direction. And I admit that I've, had this happen to me, that I've been used by it. And, another one is their constant attacks lately that have been going on against the New York Times and other newspapers and the press in this country over these NSA spying scandal stories, which they keep harping about. Even though, when it comes to this banking scandal story, Peter King, who accused the New York Times of treason, held an open hearing in 2004 discussing exactly the same subject. So was that hearing that he had, was that treasonous? I mean, the thing is they're very good at playing these games, and the question is, do we buy into them or don't we?
Yeah, they're pretty hard-hearted, but they're very crafty.
Yeah, so do we buy into them or do we not buy into them? I would hope that we don't, that we stand back and we don't buy into them.
Well, I was one of the one-third that didn't buy into this in early 2003, and so it's kind of scary that a third of the population bought into that, and now they've learned the truth.
Yeah,
that's the scariest thing to me.
There's no question that illegal immigration is a problem in this country, and that it has to be worked out and that the borders have to be secure, but having these special, having a special session because these people didn't get what they wanted, a court of law, and costing the taxpayers $15,000 a day, and not having the proper statistics to even know how much illegal immigrants cost this country, and causing all of this hoopla. That's just an attempt to try to put Democrats' backs against the wall, and it's an attempt to try to distract from the real questions and the fact that their standard bearer, their alleged standard bearer, he isn't yet, but I guess he is, Bob Beaupre, has no plan for this state.
Not surprising.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, we've broken into a vicious cycle here of open phones, and I got two lines open at 303-713-7600, whatever it is you want to talk about. And I wonder if anybody else out there shares my view about Ken Salazar going to Connecticut. I've been following this Ned Lamont race, though, pretty closely, and even given Ned Lamont some money against Lieberman. And I have declined and have stayed away from talking about this whole special session and this idea of cutting off public services to illegal immigrants. And, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about library cards? Are we talking about immunization? What are we talking about? I don't think Republicans even know. But I think it's easier to get us to talk about this stuff than it is to get us to talk about the real things and the real problems that are bothering us out there, such as the fact that gas prices may surge again, such as the fact that, most workers feel insecure in their jobs, and that most workers are more pessimistic than ever before, and that the rising cost of health care and that education in the schools. I mean, why talk about those things when you can talk about immigration, which is a lightning rod subject? And, of course, the GOP will do this across the country, leading up to the midterms, because it beats talking about the one issue that they don't want to talk about, which is Iraq and the mess that we're stuck in there, and the idea that they have no plan whatsoever to get us out. No plan whatsoever. It's 8:31, 29 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. The highway drive pretty much thinning out across the city, northbound or so across 25. Still have the worst drive. We have stop-and-go conditions from Bellevue heading up towards Evans. But at this point, you do break free heading into downtown. Now, southbound 25, still in pretty good shape. You will find some isolated slowing between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. And across I-270, eastbounders remain heavy from I-76 to Vasquez. Now, the good news is we're accident and stall-free across our highway drive. But along our side streets, do watch for one accident involving two cars right at Kipling beneath I-70. Today's forecast is going to be a pretty pleasant day. We'll see highs around...
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel: knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 80. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. J. Marvin here. It's open phones. We went into it early, broke into it early. And anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I got one line open. New York City Mayor says U.S. depends on immigrants. The economy of the country's largest city and the entire nation would collapse if illegal immigrants were deported en masse, says New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He told a Senate committee hearing yesterday. New York City is home more than 3 million immigrants, and 500,000 of them came to this country illegally, Bloomberg testified. Although they broke the law by illegally crossing our borders, our city's economy would be a shell of itself had they not, and it would collapse if they were deported. The same holds true for the nation. And the hearing was led by Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter of Philadelphia. All right, back on the phones, and we go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I agree with you. I think what's going to happen on this Lieberman thing, where everybody rushes to his aid, is going to discourage other people, other Democrats, to come out and run against incumbents. I think, you know, if they do this to everybody, let's just say, you know, there's other senators and congressmen that they do this to, what does that say for the Democratic Party, that we don't want anybody, any new blood or any new thoughts?
Well, that they want the status quo to maintain, and that any insurgent challenge is to be put down, and that, you know, friends and allies are going to do what they can, and the end result is, is that we need what we badly need in the Democratic Party, which is a purging of people like Joseph Lieberman,
exactly.
is not going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I think Lieberman needs to go. I think he's too close to the president. I think he's too close to the middle, and people like that have to go. But
you know, he's billed as being a centrist, but if you look at his votes, he's not really a centrist. He's conservative.
Well, you know, I grew up in Nebraska, and you look at Ben Nelson. He's not a Democrat. He's a Republican and Democratic close. Democrats close.
He's
they
another one.
They need to get rid of him, but they'll never get rid of him in Nebraska. It's too conservative.
Never say never, pal.
Well, I hope they can. I hope they can. But the reason I was calling, I was calling about the Diebold machines and the polling that when they leave the polls. I lost my train of thought, but when they leave the polls, the percentage of God dang it, why can't I remember it? It's the polling that comes after the electoral.
Are you talking about the exit polls?
Yeah, the exit polls. God dang it, I had it on the tip of my tongue. The exit polls were never wrong by more than 0.1% ever, other than Ohio. And now nobody talks about exit polls at all. Everybody is not just not focusing on it. And the reason I believe is because these paperless voting machines, they can do whatever they want. They can 50% of the population doesn't vote. They can say, well, here's the percentage of the population that we need to vote, and they'll vote for them, you know. And there's no way to check on that to see if that's what they're doing or not. You know, and I think we really got to check back with the exit polls again and get back into that to say, you know, if there's a discrepancy, why is there a discrepency?
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. But I think the whole voting situation is going to definitely be a challenge. I was reading an article yesterday where even the League of Women Voters is now beginning to complain about what's going on in Ohio with the voting procedures there and about how tough it's going to be to administer those things. And I think we're all more or less concerned about this and that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to watch very, very closely what happens in November and what unfolds.
Well, everybody's got to get out and vote. Everybody that cares about this country has to get out and vote. And if anybody's listening, tell your friends, talk to people, that we have to, you know, we have to care more about our elections than American Idol. You know, we have to care, you know, when more people vote in the American Idol than they do in a national election, I know people are disenchanted, but the only way it's going to change is if we get out and do something.
Yeah, I agree, and we got to find out what the magic lever is to bring those people into the process and get them interested, and make them realize that it's, you know, their life and their country that's at stake here.
The lack of leadership that the Delaware and you should have these people on. You should have the people that are supporting Lieberman and say, why are you supporting Lieberman? And give him his record, and then say why? You know, I we'd like to know. If you're going to go all the way to Vermont.
You know, you want to know something, man? You can't get Ken Salazar on this radio station. He will not come on.
He's a weasel. He's a lawyer. I'm sorry, but I'm not a lawyer fan. But he's voted.
I wonder, he's a member of the Democratic Party. Are Democrats as a whole, I just wonder, this is a guess, are Democrats as a whole, and maybe somebody wants to call up and answer this question, are Democrats as a whole happy with Ken Salazar?
I think they lack leadership. I think he lacks leadership. I think he follows. I think he does whatever it takes to appease the current administration more so than he does his constituents.
Or his campaign contributors.
Well, that too, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
All right, Jeff, thanks, man.
Take care.
Okay. Would you characterize, as a Democrat, if you're listening, would you characterize yourself as happy with Ken Salazar or unhappy with him? At this particular point in his term, at 303-713-7600. Let me go to Becky in Golden. Becky, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Becky.
I tried to get in yesterday, but it was too late. I just want to straighten out a couple things about the gambling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when I was talking about why they don't have table games in Black Hawk and Central City.
Right. They do have table games. I dealt blackjack for 12 years up there. blackjack and poker are table games. But the way we got gambling to begin with was the limited stakes. And it was patterned after Deadwood, South Dakota, $5 limit. And when it went to a vote, that was the only way we could get gambling here. And it was in the three towns for historic Ipsad, you know. So, but the problem is the $5 limit. The casinos can't make any money at $5 limit, only on the machines. So what they do is, the last place I worked, we had 11 poker tables and blackjack pit, and the new owners came in, and they said, well, how many machines can we get in this much square feet? And they took the cards totally out.
So the only way that they can make money is by running those slot machines.
Right, because that's their profit.
Well, that's sad. They ought to change that then and change the $5 limit.
Well, it would have to change by vote. South Dakota went to a $100 limit, and now they are thriving up there. But people, the customers can't make money at $5 limit. The casinos don't make money, so they pull the tables and put machines in.
And how is South Dakota doing at a $100 limit?
They're doing great. They're doing great. They're building more. They're 24 hours. You know, it's just the limited stakes is horrible.
Well, we, you know, somehow I wish they would get that changed. You know, no offense to Central City and Blackhawk, but I get tired of slot machines. I get tired of that whole environment there of just nothing but slot machines. And I don't like slot machines, basically.
No, I don't either. Well, like I say, that was my livelihood for 12 years. So the other thing, too, I mean, I never even had any insurance in my life until I went to casinos. And their benefits were just terrific. I mean, just like everywhere else, they started off paying 100%, you know, the company did.
Right.
But now it's, you know, as every other business, it's more and more the premiums come out of your check. But they were talking about benefits. Everybody up there that works full-time is eligible. So it doesn't matter if what their job is.
Hmm. You know, that's the thing. I mean, health insurance is a big thing, and we have 45 to 48 million Americans in this country who don't have any health insurance. And then you got the underinsured who don't have enough. And it's, you know, we're one of the few Western industrialized countries with this problem, and it's disgraceful. I mean, it's wrong. And I used to think to myself that, you know, I would see these people standing on the street holding signs begging for money, and I would get aggravated at it, and then I realized why I was aggravated. Because to me, whether it's a con game or it's not a con game, it's like insurance or anything else. To me, it represents something that we could write and something that we could correct, and it just represents a failure on our part to do the right and the humane thing. Becky, thank you. Thanks for the great information, too, by the way. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Two lines open, 303-713-7600. I often wonder, and I've been excoriated before on this station for bringing this up here on AM 760, about whether those guys who sit out there and panhandle every day, whether they're legitimate or not. And, you know, if they are legitimate and they need help, then they ought to be getting help. And that's a failure of our society not to deal with it. And it's a failure of this administration and this country, basically in both political parties, not to coherently deal with the health care problem that's facing this country, or even the whole idea of the minimum wage, which hasn't been raised since 1997. And also, the other thing out there, I was asking about Salazar, whether you're happy with him or not. It's 8:46, 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
No crashes or stalls to worry about in your drive into work. In terms of the highways, we're in actually pretty good shape. Southbounders are still jamming up right between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge, and northbound I-25 seeing some unusual slowing this morning right between Bellevue and Evans. Across I-70, westbounders are now thick between Peoria and Havana, and across 225. Both directions of the highway are still pretty heavy. Northbounders are still thick from Colfax to I-70, but southbound lanes of 225 are pretty much only jamming now from the Dayton Street Bridge down to the 25 interchange. change. Today's forecast calls for highs around 80 degrees, and currently we're at 67 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
With Jeep, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyers can save big with 0% APR financing or a generous cash allowance on most Jeep vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for more details.
Al Franken.
You know, you go out, if you go camping and you look at the stars and you look at nature, you can't help but think something, there's something here. But I also do it like if I sit down to write something, you write a good joke, I think, and it just came from somewhere. There are jokes that you write that feel like they're written by God. Okay, that sounds like bull, but I actually kind of believe it.
The Al Franken Show, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
In honor of this great nation, the people at Bojo's Pizza are celebrating freedom of choice with their Freedom Festival. Stop in today and enjoy complete freedom of speech, freedom to assemble with your friends, free drinking water, free salt and pepper, free napkins. Bojo's celebrates the freedom theme daily with their incredible lunch buffet, dinner specials, or even a take and bake. With freedom of choice, you can enjoy any of their specialty mountain pies piled high with the freshest meats, vegetables, sauces, and cheese. Or choose to create your own version. It's a bounty of food affordably priced. At Bojo's, they have something for everyone, including gluten-free pizza, signature sandwiches, and pasta. So exercise your right for great food at Bojo's. Let freedom ring. Locations in Denver, Arvada, Highlands Ranch, Fort Collins, Evergreen, and Idaho Springs. For menu and other locations, visit Bojo's.com for free.
8:49, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, Rocky's Autos is the home of the largest, cleanest, late model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've virtually got over 500 units on the lot ready to go, and they've got their matching down incentive up to $1,500. So you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down. You've got $3,000 down towards the purchase of your next automobile, and they've got everything you can think of from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And, Mary and I have been shopping at Rocky's since 1997, and I've got nothing but great deals there. We just love the vehicle that we got there, and it's a gas saver, and, man, that thing runs forever on a tank of gas, and it's just a great, great vehicle. And the Rocky's friendly and knowledgeable sales staff will take care of you. They're passionate about the cars they sell, and they want to make sure that you get the right automobile. Not that you just end up in any car, but that you get the right car. And you can check Rocky's out online at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve there, who runs all that. Check out the inventory. Look at their business philosophy. See their TV commercials. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But if you come past 9, they'll stay, and things will be fine. Rocky's Autos, there's no better place to buy a car. One of these days, we will not be driving fossil-burning fuel vehicles, but in this day and age, we are. And if you're looking for an automobile for yourself, or you need something for the family, or whatever the case may be, Rocky's is the place to get the best bang for your buck. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Rocky's Autos. Check them out. They're located at 63rd and Federal.
Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, Gateway, or other name brand computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Call Guaranteed Computer Finance today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3 player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
Couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how-
local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and that's what it's all about. And tomorrow we got 4 hours of a little bit of this and a little bit of that. One line open at 303-713-7600, 852. High today, 80, partly sunny with thunderstorms. It's open phones, Jay Marvin with you, and it's good to have you along. And little animals there in the background. All right, let's go to John in Laramie, who's been hanging on. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Well, I don't care about Salazar because I don't live in Colorado, thank God.
Well, there you go. Well, no, don't say that. Colorado's a great place.
I know. They keep coming up. Well, now I won't get into that.
Yeah, we don't want to have a fight about my state, man.
Wyoming versus Colorado.
We don't want to have that fight.
It goes back a long way.
I mean, isn't Dick Cheney from Wyoming?
No.
No, he's from Montana.
Yeah, he's from somewhere else.
Right.
Someplace under the ground.
No, he's from Wyoming. Cheney is from Wyoming, isn't he?
He grew up in Casper. But
yeah, okay, well, at least we're not responsible for somebody like him.
No, but he gets rich off you guys.
Well, off
like
you too.
What I called in for was that I've been kind of having fun. I had a civics teacher in high school who said, if you want to understand how advertising works, look at the seven deadly sins. And he was a good Catholic. So that came into my mind, and I started thinking, okay, now what works for the Republicans? And sure enough, whenever you listen to them talk, they don't get into a speech more than 10 seconds before they're mining one of the sins. And I don't call them sins because I'm not particularly religious, but I do call them the kind of the wedgies.
Right.
And patriotism is pride.
Yeah.
Money is greed.
Yeah.
Envy is a little greed, a little fear.
Yeah.
Anger, well, we've seen that every time anything happens to them they don't like. Lust is there, but it's not so obvious. I think lust is a lot of what fuels the anti-abortion rights people. Then there's gluttony, which they don't touch. Sloth. Well, every couch potato is sloth, so they appeal to that. And then I added a couple extra wedgies. Duplicity, everybody loves a good liar. Conformity, let's go along with the crowd. And then ultimately cowardice. And I've been having fun with this because I just sit and watch them and I check these things off as they talk. And I think that's what makes them so effective, is they know that people, or they see people as basically something to be mined, not something to be talked to.
Well, they, you know, they're good at selling their case. They're good at selling their case that, you know, this whole business about West Coast and East Coast elites, when nobody caters to elites more than conservatives do, they support elites. I mean, they support the business elites in this country. They're emptying the treasury for the business elites in this country. I mean, there are people who want to tax work, not wealth. They're good at playing all of these games and selling all of these things to the American public, and the American public eats it up. You know,
they know the wedgies.
Well, 66% of the country in a recent Time magazine poll believes that this country is on the wrong track. People out there know something is wrong. They're just not sure what it is. And we just have to tell them on a continuing basis that, listen, if you think the Republican Party cares about you, if you think conservatives represent progress, look at their history. They have stood in the way of progress every single time. They have, the majority of the country wants the minimum wage raised. They're standing in the way of getting that done. I mean, the things that they stand for and the things that they represent, look who gives them their campaign money.
Yeah.
And then look at the votes that they make.
The other thing is, I think anybody who gets caught regularly by these wedgies, they're children. You know, they're like Peter Pans. They haven't really grown up. Like somebody, I mean.
Well, I think they're easy sells if you don't have the time to do any kind of investigation on your own and try to find out what exactly it is they're pushing.
That's the sloth. They don't check the facts.
You know, I mean, if you don't check out the fact that Ken Salazar voted on that bankruptcy bill, and find out, and I don't know this, but I'd like to find out how much money from the financial industry did Salazar take in campaign contributions. How much has Lieberman taken from defense contractors? How much
and
is Lieberman
insurance?
Yeah, you know, Expert. I mean, yeah, all of that stuff. I mean, just, you know, you just got to go and look and see where these people get their money from. And a lot of times, if you look at where they get their money from, it'll tell you exactly why they cast the votes that they cast, because they cast the votes for those constituents that contribute rather than the ones that they're supposed to represent, which are you and I sitting at home.
Yeah, they've turned the whole system into one big con.
Yeah, it's a big cash machine.
Yeah, all we do is, as long as we pay our taxes and go through the rituals on voting day, they can jack the system.
Well, that's why there's people like Ned Lamont and others out there that are running insurgency candidacies that are trying to get things changed.
Yeah, and right. You know, you mentioned those guys at the street corners that are asking for money.
Right.
Well, I've been doing that, except I don't ask for money. I get in a lawn chair because I'm too old to stand there for hours, and I spend 2 hours a day at intersections with signs saying, I try to make the signs a little confusing because I don't want a stock response. And so one of them is one of them says, war is not a test or a game. It is a cauldron of betrayals. And anybody who's ever been in war knows what I mean.
That's good stuff, man. That is good stuff.
But it throws people off, and it's great because it slows them down, makes them think, I don't care if they agree with me or not.
Yeah, at least we'll get them to think about it.
Yeah,
John,
right.
good call, man. Call me again.
All right, I will.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks so much. One line open at 303-713-7600. We'll catch some news at the top of the hour and continue here with open phones, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And tomorrow, being Friday, 4 hours of this stuff. So stick around with us here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOWS.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get 1996 prices.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOWS.
Get the good stuff. Even with today's high-tech engines, a good old-fashioned oil change is still the most important maintenance you can do. Changing your oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles improves fuel economy and dependability and helps you avoid costly repairs. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Napa conventional motor oil for just $1.59 per quart. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
And number one, I have incentive, a $500 incentive.
Update your kitchen today at the Home Depot and get up to a $500 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy new kitchen cabinetry. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid to July 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
AM 760.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Big Hazy and Thornton, Denver Boulder.
And online at am760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. It just happened in space. Shuttle Discovery linking up with the International Space Station. Live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
It's a slow and arduous process. The shuttle and the station coming together moments ago.
Houston and Alpha Discovery. Capture confirmed.
They'll open the hatches in just over an hour, then get down to work. Now, earlier, Shuttle Commander Steve Lindsay sent Discovery into a planned backflip so the station crew could photograph its underbelly for possible damage. Mission Control is already told the crew that its fuel tank shed much less foam than last year's flight and that the size was insignificant. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
It's another setback for supporters of same-sex marriage. New York State's highest court says it's not allowed there under state law. John Wessel and his partner were among a group involved in the case.
I had such high hopes because of the history of the state for providing equality to all of its citizens.
And if it's appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, legal analyst Jonathan Turley says don't look for anything different.
With the addition of Roberts and Alito on the Supreme Court, they don't have much of an option because the U.S. Supreme Court will not differ from the New York Supreme Court on the interpretation of its own laws.
The case got its start 2 years ago after Massachusetts made gay marriage legal. Since then, about a dozen states have drawn up same-sex marriage bans, and there's word just in from Atlanta that the Georgia Supreme Court has upheld that state's constitutional ban on gay marriage. With North Korea vowing to launch more missiles, President Bush was on the phone this morning with China's president. Live to Washington, CBS's Barry Bagnato.
For Mr. Bush to piece together a united response to the missile firings, he needs China, North Korea's closest ally. But the Chinese don't support new sanctions. Accentuating the positive, White House Press Secretary Tony Snow says there is agreement that diplomacy must resolve the dispute. China's President Hu Jintao, he says, opposes any actions that threaten peace and stability. He adds, North Korea is miscalculating if it thinks it it can use missiles to win concessions. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
In Hollywood, the miniseries Into the West got the most Emmy nominations, 16 a few hours ago. The Fox Spine Tingler 24 picked up 12, most for any regular series. Last year's dramatic winner, Lost, was left at sea, not nominated. Same for Desperate Housewives, last year's comedy winner. The Emmy Awards will be handed out in Los Angeles August 27. Barry Bonds' personal trainer is behind bars. Greg Anderson refused to testify before a grand jury investigating possible perjury by the giant slugger.
He's willing to take it like a man and go into custody.
Attorney Mark Garagos, Anderson already served 3 months for his role in the Balcove steroid scandal. Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary's added about 100 new words, among them bling, drama queen, Google, and supersize. Wall Street, the Dow is up 78, and the NASDAQ is ahead 11. This is CBS News.
My grandfather started this business 50 years ago. He worked hard against tough odds to make...
My son and I worked long hours to meet our deadlines. Someday this will be his.
Decided to go out on my own. We open our third location next week.
Whatever the history of your business, it's more than just a source of revenue. It's a source of pride, security for your family and your employees, and perhaps a legacy for future generations. If your success has created a need to build and expand, can you really afford less than the quality of General Steel? A pre-engineered steel building from the General can save you significant cost and save you significant time compared to conventional construction. And the General offers a 50-year warranty. Call the General at 866-90-STEEL for free information on how affordable a General Steel building can be. For example, a 60 by 200-foot building for under $107,000. For almost any size and purpose, call 866-90-STEEL and ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. If you need space, you need the General. Call 866-90-STEEL today.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. An hour from now, state lawmakers will take their seats at the Capitol to try to hammer out immigration reform. Democratic House Speaker Andrew Romanoff says he welcomes the governor's call.
If we are spending money in violation of federal law on folks who are here without proper documentation, we shouldn't wait. We ought to enforce the law now.
Governor Owens is proposing that all job seekers present a driver's license or ID card to get a job. He says it's a plan that could become a model for other states. Jefferson County Sheriff Ted Mink today is releasing thousands of pages of writings and other documents seized from the homes and cars of the Columbine High School gunman. However, the sheriff says he will not release videotapes. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. Back to normal on the highway. Drive across town now. Southbound 25. We're jamming up just a bit between 38th Avenue and Spear. We do have a two-car crash working. Looks like it is blocking up that center lane right now. But luckily, the volume is pretty light in the area. So fortunately, it's not jamming us up too badly. Now, across northbound 25, you still will find some stop-and-go traffic between Bellevue and Evans. A little bit unusual for this time of the drive. But once you get northbound past that, you are in excellent shape heading into downtown Denver. Across southbound 225, watch out for some slowing between the Dayton Street Bridge and the I-25 interchange. But luckily, I-70, C-470, as well as the Boulder Turnpike are all back to normal. Today's forecast calls for highs around...
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
The rich politicians and their base, everyone else, as far as they're concerned, can go to hell. Because it's just meat if you're not rich and you're not wealthy, you're not influential. And it's kind of sad to say that. And as I said that also, remember all the 60,000 guys who were severely injured and are in just as bad shape as many of the people you see in nursing homes and will probably never be able to take care of themselves. And they're not taking care of them because they're cutting their benefits too.
Well, I've said this before. I'll say it again. I mean, the next congressman or senator who says to you or me or anybody else that we can't have any kind of universal health care in this country, and then I would say to them, fine, then you give up your health care, which is paid for by the government, administered by the government, and you know what? You jump in with the rest of us and get into private insurance, and you pay the same thing we all pay.
I agree. So I just wanted to mention that to you, but anyway, just wanted you to know. You know, it's an amazing system, and it still works, despite the fact that it's kind of broken, but the sad part of it is, the people that do these jobs and that, you know, give their time and their energy to try to help people are under the gun, you know, and it's like they're being forced to treat people like just a piece of meat, and that's just not right for this country.
No, it's not right, and we have the worst health care of the industrialized world, and we pay them some of the highest prices and get the least services in return. Bob, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Judy in North Glen. Judy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to talk to you about Ken Salazar.
Sure.
I think he is the worst senator that we ever elected. He tends to talk about both ways Bob. We have both ways Ken. He goes to where the wind is best. He votes mostly for what Bush wants. I have called his office many, many times. He does not listen to his constituents, and he won't ever get another vote out of our house.
Yeah, I would have a hard time voting for him. I'd like to see some progressive candidate challenge him in the next election cycle.
Exactly.
And let's hope somebody will come forward and will do it.
I hope so, because we need to get him out of there. I've called his office, and I've told him he needs to pull a Nighthorse Campbell and become a Republican, because that is how he is voting.
Yeah, he does on some things, and on some things he doesn't, but he's not, you know, he's not very progressive. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
And this whole thing about going and helping Lieberman is absolutely wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I read that in the paper this morning, and that's what prompted me to call you. And thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. And thanks for calling up.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Got a couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. It's anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Let's go to Brenda in Pine. Brenda, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Brenda. Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Brenda.
Listen, I just wanted to make a quick comment about illegal immigrants. We had some people up in our neighborhood that, I can't remember the name of the organization, but that, you know, that want just emergency medical care and,
right.
And
they want to
K-12.
Yeah, they want to cut the state services.
Yeah, you know, maybe they should be concerned about making sure they have access to free birth control, you know, so that we don't have more of them.
Well, I mean,
I just get so disgusted with these people because I don't think we should be worrying about what the poorest people in this country are doing to us. I think we should be worrying about what some of the wealthiest people are doing.
Well, I think you're on the right track. I mean, I think that we all realize we've got an immigration problem here, and we have to straighten the immigration problem out. But you know what? Corporate welfare and the amount of money that this government is wasting and the amount of money that this government is spending, considering when they stopped that, you know, pay-as-you-go business and started to be able to fix it so they could spend themselves into debt, is a tremendous problem that doesn't seem to be discussed very much. I mean, nobody seems to want to bring that up. And when you talk about cutting state services to illegal immigrants, what are you talking about? Are you talking about no immunization? So if they get a communicable disease that you can't immunize against it?
That's a really important point, and I wish I would have thought of some of these things, because I was thinking, well, what if there's some health vision dental plan that I don't know about that's free for these people?
Yeah,
or
what are we talking about? No library cards? What are we talking about here? I mean, how far is all of this going to go, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But one thing I wanted to mention for people who are really busy, there's a website called Act for Change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very nice because it tells you exactly what Congress is going to be voting on. It has, things that you might want to send an email to the president, and you can send their form, you can read their form email and just send that automatically, or you can add to it. Actually, last time that, it's kind of funny because I added my own comments to Salazar and Allard, and I didn't even get a form letter email back. But it's a really nice website for, people that are really busy, because it doesn't take a lot of time, but your voice is heard. And it's through a phone company called Working Assets, which you don't have to use the phone company to use the website.
Yeah, I do use Working Assets.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great phone company.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and then you can send out the citizens' letters, and they recommend those good books, and their prices are great. So I don't work for them.
I don't work for them either. I just happen to use them. So, but definitely people should see that. What is that website, Act Now?
No, it's Act for Change.
Act for Change Now?
No, just Act for Change.
Act for Change.
Yeah.
All right.
And, I'm thinking, I can't think of his name, the guy that answers your phones, you said he has
John Turk.
Jobs. Yeah, like a lot of people do, I'm thinking of getting a second job to pay some bills. It's so American, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is American, right. Isn't it?
anyway, that's all I wanted to say, and, I hope people check out that website, because when you're real busy, it's a big help.
You got
thanks for being there, Jay.
You bet, Brenda. Thanks for calling.
Love you, man. Bye.
Love you, too. Take care. Let's go to Keith in Evergreen. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, you and I have a different take on the immigration issue.
Well, let's talk about it.
Well, I was going to talk about Salazar.
Well, you can do both. I'll give you permission. I'll hold you on as long as you want to.
Well, I tell you, the way I look at it is that the whole thing about having, let's say, 12 million people suddenly show up, it's like social disobedience. And I don't think that it's necessarily fair for people that just have kind of a blank check, if you will, with regard to services. I think that it can be expensive, and I also have a sense that there is this element of very wealthy, mainly right-wingers, and I don't, this is going to offend some people if I, perhaps with the verbiage I use, but I think that they want their own Mexicans. And I think that not just to work in their factories and in their hotels, but to wax their Hummer and to clean their swimming pool and wipe Grandpa's butt if he needs to, but there are other jobs that it has a major impact on the middle-class Americans. For example, when Bush says they want to do jobs Americans won't do, like construction jobs. I don't know, Jay. I find it to be... Right now, it's a major issue, I think, as American middle class, of which I am a member, that we have a tough time making ends meet. We have a tough time paying $3 a gallon for gas. I have a buddy who says one day we're all going to be working for health care. Period. We're all just going to be working.
Well, if we don't do something about what's going on in this country, we very well could end up in that situation. I mean, but I mean, that's part of the thing about standing up and trying to change the direction of the country. Now, first of all, the 11 to 12 million illegal immigrants that are here didn't all show up here at once. They showed up here over a gradual period of time.
Nobody was sleeping
on
a job.
No, they showed up here on purpose because we invited them with a wink and a nod to come here and to take jobs, many times to take lower-paying jobs, to take jobs at lower-paying wages than Americans would take, many times to do jobs that don't pay what wages that Americans would take. Don't forget, the minimum wage in this country is only $5.15 an hour, and if you add that up yearly, that comes out to something like $10,000-something, maybe $10,500, which is way under the poverty level. So try raising a family of three on that. You can't even get the minimum wage in this country raised. There's no question that we have complex problems with this. The problem is that it's being used for the wrong reasons. It's being used to as a smokescreen to hide the other problems that are going on in this country, which is the control of this country and the payoffs in this country by corporate America to politicians who then turn around and reward them and rob us for far more than 11 to 12 million immigrants are taking. And the fact is that a workers' rights program, I'm not even sure about a guest workers program, because I'm not even sure if that turns out to be legalized slavery, and what right do they have to organize? I mean, all of these things have happened because we've allowed them to happen over the years, not over 5 minutes. And when you take something that is this piled up and it's this complex and has this many problems, you're not going to get it unraveled. And your part about the personal Mexican thing is absolutely correct. I mean, a lot of people who have money in this country, hey, if they're there to babysit their kids, clean their houses,
totally,
do their lawns,
absolutely,
you know what? They don't care, and they don't see it as being a problem.
Well, do you recall, I think, even with Ronald Reagan and George Sr. and Bill Clinton, a lot of these guys, when they were trying to get, judges or other government officers, if you will, confirmed, so many times they ran into a wall because, oh, they have an undocumented worker that they have working as a nanny. And there was an issue. It was like one after another. There were many times when they were trying to get confirmations with, you know, various government positions, and they'd go, well, we can't do that because apparently they have a Filipino who's been working with as a nanny in their house for 5 years without proper documentation.
Yeah, that was a female cabinet member under the Reagan administration, and I can't think of who the heck what her name was.
I think that it happened more than once, and these are the issues. It's like Salazar, getting back to him. When he was the state's attorney general, he was the chief law enforcement officer of the state. Now, I don't like for the chief law enforcement officer, former, of the state of Colorado to be so wishy-washy and just blow which way the wind goes and say, yeah, let's offer them amnesty. It's like social disobedience. If I may just maybe draw this parallel, if it makes any sense at all. If I want to grow my own marijuana, let's say, to fight the drug cartels, to say that I'm not going to... Now, I don't smoke any of this stuff, by the way, Jay, but let's just say hypothetically that I decide that I want to grow my own marijuana, and I get 12 million other Americans to say, hey, government, we're going to grow our own. We're not going to deal with drug cartels. We're going to grow our own pot. Now we got 12 million Americans, and they are being socially disobedient. Very much like the illegal issue. What are you going to do?
The problem with that is that's hypothetical talk, and in reality, you can't go and deport 11 to 12 million people in this country because many of them have kids that are legal citizens under the 23rd Amendment. I mean, it's much more of a complicated process. The smart thing to do is to streamline the system and give them road to citizenship and make it easier for other people to earn citizenship if they want it. And start dealing with things like NAFTA and CAFTA, which are killers between Mexico between Mexico and the United States, and to take a look south at Mexico's economy, because it all boils down to a simple rule of thumb: if you can make $50 in New Mexico and $10 in Colorado, which state are you going to?
You're right,
and we have to put an end to that problem. as well. But this stuff's not going to be worked out overnight. And what the Republican Party is doing, like with this special session that we're undergoing now at $15,000 a day, is they're playing politics with this whole issue. That's exactly what they're doing.
It is a political football, but these two guys, Salazar and Allard, they are an embarrassment to this state, and they need to be fired.
You know what? I would agree. Thanks, man. Appreciate
Thank
it,
you.
Keith.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 921. 21 minutes after 9-1 line open at 303-713.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
Bush is dumb.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
925, 25 minutes after 9, AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today, 80. Sunny with thunderstorms and... It's good to have you along. One line open at 303-713-7600. We'll cap off a short week tomorrow with open phones in our priority poll. Right now it is open phones, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and anything you want to talk about is fine. And let's go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, John.
It's the Thing Man.
What's up? Hey, what's up with you?
It's good to hear you back on the radio again. I miss you when you're not there. You have some good guests, but... I miss you.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Couple of things. I was raised in Texas and spent a lot of time along the Texas border, Laredo and Brownsville and all those places all along south the Texas border, and putting up a fence would be the stupidest thing this country ever spent money on.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't. And the other thing is about Salazar, I'm getting the same feeling about him that I had about Ben Nighthorse Campbell. I helped vote him in as a Democrat, and it just disgusted me when he switched to a Republican. And now I'm seeing and getting the same feeling that we voted a chameleon into office here that says he's a Democrat, but he's not really.
So you have a feeling he'd be better off as a Republican?
Yes, because of the way he votes. And I started turning when he voted for that bankruptcy bill. That's what turned me on him.
Yeah.
You know, and all the other votes, he just votes too much in the Republican side, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, his vote on the estate tax, though, idea is not too bad. At least he's not going to vote to kill it. He's going to vote, he wants to vote to raise the cap on it, but not eliminate it, which is, a good halfway compromise, at least. But, the bankruptcy bill thing was disgusting. There's no question about it.
And now you're talking about the Lieberman thing. I got turned off to Lieberman a long time ago, knowing how he's been voting and how, he's always supporting this president. And,
Well, he's criticized Democrats for criticizing the president about, his Iraqi war policies.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. These Democrats seem to want to be kind of independent, but they need to learn some lessons from the Republicans as far as listening to your constituents.
Well, the Republicans don't really listen to their constituents. They hoodwink their constituents.
Well,
they have their constituents believing they're voting in their best interest, when in reality what they're doing is they're out there voting in their corporate contributors' interests.
Right, you're absolutely right.
And they got them hoodwinked through using hot-button social issues like flag-burning, gays, and immigration.
Right, yep.
And
they're starting it again.
Yeah, and that's how they keep them confused. And, you're right, and they're starting it again. And you know what? It's a sure sign that they're facing desperation in November at the polls, because they can't really talk about what's really bothering this country, which is, things like health care, the economy. The war in Iraq certainly would be number one there. Getting your kid or your kids an education, being able to have some peace of mind and security in your place of work and in your future. I mean, they don't want to discuss any of those things because they have no solutions to those problems.
You bet. Well, that's all I had to say, Jay, and I'm glad you're back, and maybe one day I'll get to meet you face-to-face and you can drive my thing.
You got it, man.
All right.
All right, John, take care.
All right.
All right, he's got a thing Volkswagen, man, and it is cooking. It is cool. I've seen pictures of it. A couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600, and it's open phones here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And is it today your last day, Amelia?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's your last day, and then we lose you.
Yeah.
Then you're leaving to go to another radio station.
Yeah.
And leaving us behind.
I don't want to.
This low-budget extravaganza.
Well,
what will the show be without you? Do you know who's going to replace you?
I don't.
You don't have any idea?
I think it's still a mystery.
Are we just not going to have? We're not going to have any traffic at all. Is that what's going
to
happen?
I think John's going to have to do it.
Either that, or I'm going to have to. I've worked at stations where I had to read the traffic as well.
Yeah, I think you could absolutely do it.
Yeah, you think I should have to do both?
Well, no, the callers can give us live traffic reports from the road.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I've done that before.
Not. Yeah.
You know, if it works.
Pretty accurate. A lot of passion in those calls.
Yeah, so so you're not looking forward to going?
I'm not looking forward to leaving your show, no. I am looking forward to my new job, though.
Well, we wish
it's
you
a
all the best.
Feeling. Thank you very much.
We hope that you do well, and we know you will.
Thank you.
We know you'll do well. All right, what's the final look at traffic with you this morning like?
Well, pretty much back to normal across the highways. Northbound 25, still experiencing a bit of slowing as you make your way up out of the Denver Tech Center between Bellevue and Evans. Southbounders along I-25 are also slowing on the approach to your downtown commute right between Park Avenue and Spear. Looks like we still got a two-car crash working, possibly blocking up that right-hand lane, but it looks like it's mostly off to that right-hand shoulder now. As you make your way out of Aurora heading to the DTC, watch for some southbound slowing along 225 from the Dayton Street Bridge to I-25. And outside of that, C-470, 225, up in the northern Aurora area, as well as I-70, pretty much back to normal across the board. Today's forecast...
Everyone says triple pane windows will save you money, then you see the cost. I'm Jeff Kingery for the affordable Odyssey window. Triple pane windows you can actually afford. Check it out for yourself on the Troubleshooter Network or OdysseyWindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
Dad, are you okay? I've never seen a national monument topple over on someone before.
I'm fine. Thinking about that great little beach near the hotel got me through it.
You've just witnessed Hotels.com euphoria. That overwhelming feeling of joy you get from realizing you booked the perfect hotel just right for you. Thanks to the experts at Hotels.com.
You had to use the stairs to go up the St. Louis Arch?
Yeah, but it gave me an excuse to soak in that phenomenal hot tub at the hotel afterwards.
That's Hotels.com euphoria. With over 25,000 properties and easy-to-use online tools like virtual tours and customer reviews, Hotels.com makes it easy for you to get a great deal on the places you want to stay. Experience Hotels.com euphoria for yourself. Go to Hotels.com or call the experts at 1-800-3-HOTELS now to see this week's hot deals.
Like Hotels.com's summer getaway sale. Going on now. Get great deals on destinations like New York, Orlando, San Francisco, and more. Hotels.com. We know hotels inside and out.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Mortuary of Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Hey, are you a real Brute Racing fan? Then you're going to love this, because Brute is giving away limited edition die-cast Brute Funny Cars, autographed by the one and only Ron Capps, a 1/64th scale model just like the real thing. But this is only for real Brute Racing fans, so listen up how to get yours. Go to a store like King Supers and buy any Brute fragrance or personal care product, and bring the original receipt to the Brute kiosk at Vandermeer Speedway July 14 through 16. If you're one of the first 30 fans to get to the kiosk each day with a qualifying receipt, the car is yours. Limit one per family. Be part of Brute's winning season with Brute antiperspirants and deodorants with 24-hour triple protection Trimax, the new Brute Shave Team collection with TriGuard, and classic Brute aftershave or cologne. For schedules, show car events, and special offer details, go to BruteRacing.com. That's BruteRacing.com. See you at the races. Brute, the essence of man.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:34. Make that 26 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. High today, 80. Partly sunny with some thunderstorms, and looks pretty nice out there right now. It's open phones, a little of this and a little of that, and we'll do 4 hours worth of this tomorrow, as well as our priority poll. As promised, I promised Pat Broomfield earlier I wouldn't do it today, that I would wait and put it off until tomorrow, and we'll do it tomorrow. Let's go to Tyler, who's hanging on in Boulder. Tyler, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to take a devil's advocate on this one and say I'm standing up for Ken Salazar.
Okay.
I just would like to remind everybody that he did vote to increase the minimum wage. And he did vote also to increase, let me check it out right now, I just saw it, to increase low-income home energy assistance program by nearly, that's $3 billion a year for 2007. And I did not want to stand up for Lieberman, but I guess I'm going to.
Why don't you want to stand up for Lieberman?
Well, it's kind of a tough thing, though. He did vote for the war back in 2002.
And he supports it now.
And he does still support it, so he's still standing by his convictions, so I have to admire that. I'm not for the war. I've always been against it, but, you know, if you're going to vote one way, I guess it's a good thing that he stands on it right now. But that's probably the only defense I got for Lieberman. But just on Salazar, I mean,
well, but if you go look at Lieberman's voting record and go look at the votes he's cast and the campaign contributions he's taken, I think you would probably have a more dimmer view of Lieberman than you do now.
Yeah.
That's number one. And there's no question that Salazar is better than Allard, but Salazar still, when it's all said and done, still makes some questionable votes. And there he goes into Connecticut to campaign for Lieberman, and you got a hot Democratic primary going there. Stay out of the primary and allow the voters to make up their own minds without having this parade of Washington outsiders coming through trying to influence the process.
Well, when it comes to the Iraq War, I sign with Russ Feingold, and I wish Salazar would sign with Feingold, though, too.
He's not going to.
I know he's not, but 2008, I heard Udall was running for Allard's spot.
Yeah, he is going to run for Allard's spot.
2008, and I think Udall would be a very progressive guy, though, too.
Udall's a great guy.
Yeah, I think Udall would be fine, and I think he would do a great job. And with Salazar and his positions, it couldn't get worse, and it couldn't get better. It's like I'm not angry with the guy, but I'm not completely happy with him, too. But I did vote for him back in 2004, and I'm going to continue to support him until I find somebody else who I like more,
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'd like to just see a more progressive challenger to take him on in a primary. But you're right. He has made some votes that have been good. I mean, his support of the estate tax and retaining the estate tax was a good move, and he has made some good moves. But by and large, he's not as progressive as I wish he would be.
And I agree with that too. But
hopefully, and somebody else comes along who is more progressive and challenges him, and we have what's going on. The same thing that's going on in Connecticut. Now, you can make an argument that it would be bad for the Democrats because it could lead to them losing a seat, here in Colorado, just like Lieberman's trying to make that argument in Connecticut. But on the other hand, I mean, I think it's time for those of us in the Democratic Party who want these problems solved and who want things taken care of and want basically big money contributors and corporations, out of the political process, and we want progressive candidates to rise to the top and be involved, and we want to change the direction, of the party. I mean, it's time that it's time that we got up and spoke out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I say they unite under Feingold, and I wish they would all do that, though, too. Instead, what was it, like three senators? Barbara Boxer was one
right.
of them.
Right.
So I would like to see Salazar be one of the supporters of Feingold, and I wish a lot of other Democrats would be like that too. So
I can't. You know what? I can't disagree with what you're saying.
Yeah. So.
All right, pal. I appreciate the call.
No problem.
Call me again.
Okay, I will.
All right. See you later.
Later.
Let's go to Glenn in Colorado Springs. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
I was on vacation too, so I didn't have to miss you.
Yeah. Oh well, where'd you go on vacation?
I went to Yellowstone in the Grand Tetons.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. My wife and I met there 25 years ago, so we went back there for our 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's way cool.
Well, hey, listen, I had a freaky experience. I was telling Turk yesterday, I'm going channel surfing yesterday afternoon, and I hear 2001 A Space Odyssey, and I hear my voice on the radio.
Ah.
It was one of your promotional ads for your show.
Oh, wow.
During Ed Schultz's show. So pretty much freaked me out. It was when you and I called up to tell you how crazy it was that, as a conservative, I was agreeing with you on the port deal. And so that was quite an experience. But I told Turk I did want to set the record straight. I do enjoy your show as a conservative. I like listening to it. I think you're a straight shooter. You're genuine. I get to see or hear the other half and how they think and why they have the perspective they have. It doesn't mean I'm switching over. The promo may sound like I was changing over camps.
Well, we'll get you sooner or later.
But I did want to say that it has taught me a lot. I mean, like you said, we're always guilty of stereotypes. Before I got to Colorado and had your station, I thought you folks were, hated America and were down on all these kind of things. And now listening to the dialogue and all, it really has... There's two sides to every every story, or two perspectives, I should say. You know, you guys are not into big government the way I thought that you were, and I was into small government. I think we just perceive government having different roles. And a lot of the issues, it's just where you're coming from, how you look at them. But I get crazy. I can't listen to Democratic leaders, but I can listen to Democrats like yourself.
Well, there are a lot of Democratic leaders I can't listen to either.
Yeah, and I want to hear the genuineness, and the politicians, I just don't trust any of them anymore on either side. So it's nice on your show. At least I hear people that, and really think about it, we all have the same concerns about our family, about education, the environment. We may have different views of how to get there, but I fear the government just as much as you do, and that's why I guess I don't understand that. I worry about the tyranny of government if we get socialized medicine. I just am concerned
if we have universal health care, which is what a lot of us are talking about, there's no tyranny in the government being involved in it. And there's always going to be things that the government's going to do that you're not going to particularly like, and there's always going to be things that the government's going to screw up, because private industry screws up a lot too. It just doesn't get the scrutiny and the coverage that government gets. And when it does get it, it usually has to be something very, very big, because let's face it, most of the media is pretty pro-business friendly, and they don't take the time or the effort really to put it on the front page, or to put it below the fold when something bad happens and something gets screwed up. But we've got a health care system in this country that's coming unraveled, and it's not meeting our needs. And if every other industrialized country can do it, why can't we do it? Why can't we make it happen? I mean, you know, Social Security and Medicare are two, and the VA would be another one, you know, when they're funded properly and run properly, are very successful programs, and that we have nothing to fear, to quote the old thing, but fear itself, and we can take care of the problem and we can fix it, but we're never going to get any kind of universal health care in this country, because the big pharmaceutical companies and the medical industrial complex blocks it in Congress every single year through campaign contributions, because they want you to continue to have to keep paying high prices.
I know the system is broken, that's for sure. So, you know.
And the insurance industry is also a big helping hand in that, too, because they want you to continue to have to pay high prices. And what we're talking about doing is, we're talking about, I mean, before I run out of time here, let me give you just one of their arguments, and see if you think this makes sense. We cannot import drugs from Canada or from other countries, because we're not sure of the kind of drugs we're going to get. You've heard that argument, right?
Right.
But yet we can import beef and vegetables. Why are beef and vegetables okay, but pharmaceuticals aren't?
Well, that's a good point. Well, that's what I'm saying. We have more common ground, I think, than we think. We just need to keep talking.
You know what it is? Go out and get this book. Go out and get Hostile Takeover by David Sirota. Read it with an open mind, and read it cover to cover. Just do me a favor. Read that book.
Hostile Takeover.
Okay, Hostile Takeover.
I may call you then with a book that I want you to read. How's that?
You got it, man, and I'll do it.
All right. You take care, Jay.
All right, Glenn. Be careful.
Yep. Bye-bye.
9:44, 15 minutes away from 10 here on AM 760 Progressive.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Vacations. Call AAA Travel at 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit online at AAA.com.
Why do Aspen Goodyear stores stand out? They are the largest independent Goodyear dealer in the state. They offer the best prices and fastest service anywhere with five locations to serve you. Aspen Goodyear are the experts that run My Auto Help Center, saving consumers hundreds of thousands of dollars. They offer full service with certified ASE technicians and absolutely the best prices on tires. Plus, a free alignment when you buy four tires. 303-771-9800. That's 771-9800.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel: knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Always makes my day a little better. 9:49, it's 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Open phones underway here with Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. High today around 80, partly sunny with thunderstorms. I got to quit taking that 20-minute or 25-minute nap in the morning right before I get on. Going in the corner of the control room and taking that nap, because then the whole day is messed up. I can't seem to get my act together. This morning has been like a total and complete struggle to make sense of anything. All right, and the memory is the first thing to go. That's what they always say. Let me get back on the phones and go to Tom in Highlands Ranch. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Tom.
I just wanted to let you know, I went on 4th of July. There was a celebration in Highlands Ranch, 25th year of Highlands Ranch existence, and there was a carnival with lots of food. There was a very, very large presence of Democrats, lots of Democratic buttons, lots of people stopping by the Highlands Ranch Democrats booth, and it was very nice to see. It just goes to prove that Highlands Ranch, suburban America, is not the bastion of Republicanism as much as people think it is. I think it's 25% to 30% at this point Democratic, or at least Democratic leaning, and I just wanted to encourage people to go out there and show their colors, talk to their neighbors, make sure that they know what's going on. There tends to be a lull between the voting cycles where people kind of disconnect from the political process, and that's when a lot of things get passed and a lot of funny business gets done sort of under the table. And it was so nice to see so many people getting involved early on and talking about issues, talking about candidates. Showing their colors. It's nice to see.
You know, that's great. That's great news. And you're right. And you know what? The Democratic Party is growing all the time, and it's growing in places like Highlands Ranch, and it's growing across Colorado, and it is. It's great to hear about that. It's great to see it. And I'm, for one, I'm sorry that I wasn't there to see it myself.
Well, I for one would like to have more of the Democratic candidates get along with what people want and less with being wishy-washy, because that's my biggest complaint with most candidates. They're still trying to sort of straddle the fence and make sure that all of their electorate is happy, and I don't think you can really do that. People need to be a little more progressive, a little more edgy, a little more risky to get the things that need to be done to get done.
I agree. I think you have to stand up and say what you're for and stick to it.
And I think a lot of people were saying the same thing. I am part of the Honduran Democrats, and my wife is on several committees there. And we're hearing that more and more, where people are complaining that the candidates aren't standing their ground. They're you know, I voted for this and I voted against it and I voted for again and I changed my mind. I mean, it's the kind of thing that takes the unity apart from the other parties, and it doesn't show that we have a commitment to the issues that we feel are important. And that is a very big problem in terms of how we're perceived by independents and perceived by people who are interested in and share common ground with the issues we have, but don't do anything else.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you. I just could not agree more with you. I mean, we need to say what we're for and stand up and be proud of what we're for.
Yep.
And not equivocate. And we need to deliver a solid message. There's no question. And a lot of Democrats don't do that. You're right about that. And their responses have a tendency to be weak. And we've got to get away from that. And we've got to stop trying to be all things to all people. I agree with that 100%. Thank you so much for the call, Tom. And congratulations to the Highlands Ranch Democrats for being out there. Let's go to Pete in Boulder. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. I don't have much to say except when you're talking about Ken Salazar, I've been wondering what people object to with him, but I think in listening to you, I'm finding out pretty well. But what I wanted to do is remind people to think of who's running against him when he got elected, and that was Pete Coors.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that, so I have to feign ignorance about it, except for what I know about Pete Coors' right-wing ties.
Oh, if we had Pete Coors in there now, it would be 10 times worse than having Salazar in there. I mean,
I agree, but if you're the mindset that Salazar's not progressive enough, do you think it's wrong to hope that in the next election cycle, when he comes up for election again, that somebody who's a little bit more progressive as a Democrat doesn't take him on, or should we stick with him regardless?
Well, you know, I agree that somebody who's maybe more progressive would be probably a good thing, and they should take him on. But, if Pete Coors is awful. If you read that book by David Brock about Blinded by the Right.
Right, I did read it.
Yeah, and he, Coors is a contributor. He runs that think tank out of Golden
The Independence Institute.
The Independence Institute is what it's called. Okay. I mean, you know, that's, Caldera. That's as bad as those things that scarf guy supports all around the country.
Oh, you're talking about Richard Mellon Scaife.
Scaife, yeah. Yeah, right. Boy, I tell you. And so I don't think Coors would have been much of a senator anyway.
Probably, well, he would have been another, another right-wing.
Right.
Another right-wing conservative business, or granting business-oriented, a senator who would grant favors to big donors.
Yeah, exactly. There's a couple other things I just wanted to ask about. First of all, the other day I heard Peter Boyles make a comment that Air America was in a lot of trouble. I'm just wondering, what does he know? I mean, I haven't got that idea yet.
I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea about Air America being in any kind of trouble. I mean, as far as I know, they're here every single morning. They're here every single day.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Here. I mean, nobody's come to me and said anything to me about it. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I would like to, I like to listen to Al Franken. He seems to be one of the most straightforward talk people that I've heard on the radio.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Well, I mean, okay.
I couldn't resist, Pete. I couldn't resist.
Okay. And the other thing I'm wondering is, do you broadcast from that same complex that those two Denver right wing stations broadcast from the
Yes. They're right next door to me.
Oh, they're right next door to you.
Right.
That's kind of weird. The Third Channel has, because I know Third Channel has the, well, let's see, the station you're on, which slips my mind right now.
Yeah, I am next door to them, but I'm wrapped in my own little world.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I'm glad to know that. And I'm sure you wouldn't know what Boyles was talking about, but he's always real vague, like what he's talking about.
Well, I don't know. But, you know, people have been saying that for a long, long time, and yet the sun comes up and we're still here every day, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. And I'd rather listen to that than listen to those right-wing stations.
Well, I got no plans to leave Colorado. So
that's good.
I'm going to be right here, so hopefully will everybody else. Now, there's a story that Al is going to leave, that he's going to run for Senate in Minnesota, and that he would have to be off the air by January the 1st, 07.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's that story out there, and I think he's made no bones about it, that he's thinking about running for the Senate, and I think he'd make a great senator.
Well, he probably would, but I don't know how serious he is about things like that.
I think he's pretty serious. He's moved back to Minnesota and does the show from there.
Yeah, I know he does. And, well, I don't know. But when he's in New York, he's away from his wife and kids a lot, too. So I don't blame him for moving back to Minnesota.
Well, his wife and kids were living, his kids are still in New York, but his wife was living in New York with him, but they've moved to Minnesota, and I'm pretty certain that you're going to see that he's going to run. Pete, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, that's it for this morning. Thank you so much to everybody, but we'll do it again tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. And a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We'll do open phones, plus priority poll tomorrow morning, so be thinking about it. What takes priority with you, Iraq, immigration, gas prices? We'll do an informal poll tomorrow morning here.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
To get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let